Internet Donner Mike Show contest? How about this?
You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left would be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. Stop on the run. Stop on the run. Can't stop the run. Can't stop on the run.
It's the Don and Mike Show, but they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Can't stop the run.
Tell me someone with higher ratings than G. Gordon Liddy. Right, Rob doesn't even have a show.
Right. But I'll tell you something about G. Gordon Liddy. He doesn't like it when I cry, which isn't often.
Good morning, Mr. Okay. and Mrs. Intermediate School graduate and all the ships at sea. Hey, they like Japan Orientals.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We do, and thank you, Robbie. Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike episode. Don and Mike show, a new episode on this Thursday, October 17th. Here's the phone numbers. From the most powerful city in the world, Washington, D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067 nationwide. Call 877-365-3636. Big night tonight for Don and Mike Gunner Balls. We're bowling.
Oh, yeah.
We're bowling against an all-girls team.
Wow.
We should beat them. The Ball Busters. That'll be in Burke, Virginia. We'll hit the lanes at 9:30 tonight. We'd love to see you. Oh, hello to our radio friend, Guy Birdley.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzz. Buzz, who has now demanded every day to be introduced. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
And, okay, let's see. I got a ton of stuff to talk with you guys about. Phone calls, of course. Guests today. Busy show.
Busy, busy, busy.
But we were just busy extrapolating some ratings information.
Yes.
This is, here in D.C., this is the talk of the town.
Mm.
You know, the fact that the Don and Mike show has moved from the afternoon slot to the midday slot. And, you know, this is really not an accurate representation, being as we were really only on for 2 out of the 3 months of the fall ratings, or the what is it? The summer ratings survey.
Yeah, it goes 3 months at a time, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Let me tell you, I got the monthly ratings here. I want to just say that the audience shift has begun.
Oh, good.
Yes,
definitely.
We want to thank all of you for listening and supporting the show in the new time slot. Now, listen, you got to listen harder.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to listen with both ears. You got to listen all the time.
I mean, we know we shocked you. We knew we threw you for a loop a little bit, but come on.
Come on. All right, so I'm going to give you, I'm going to explain how this works to you now. You got a 3 month rolling average in the ratings. G. Gordon Liddy, who had previously done this time slot. So these are the ratings we just received from Arbitron for July, August, and September.
Right.
So you got a 3 month average to give you your summer ratings. In July, which is the month that we were not responsible for when G. Gordon Liddy was still doing this shift,
yes,
he turned in a 2.5 share.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be known as the anchor month.
Right.
That's going to be known as the month that drags us down.
Absolutely.
Because in August, our great listeners turned a 2.5 into a 3.7.
That's a point increase, and fantastic. We are great, a little over a point.
Okay, by September, our audience turns the 3.7 into a 4.9 share.
We are blown away by that. We knew we would bring audience to the middays, but we did not know that it would be that quick and that overwhelming, and we are eternally grateful for that.
But let me just tell you the pisser of this, that you're going to read in the newspaper that the overall midday rating went from a 3.9 to a 3.7.
Right.
And now you can do the math with me on this. July, 2.5. Mm-hmm. August, 3.7. September, 4.9. Uh-huh. You take all those numbers. You remember this from your math class, right?
Yes, very
math.
This is how you average them, right?
Yes, you add them up and you get 111.
Okay.
Divide that by 3.
What do you get?
A 3.7.
There it is.
Not bad.
Thinking that, you know, the thinking here is that if we didn't have this goddamn 2.5
right
wing crap month in our ratings, that we would have made the biggest turnaround in the history of radio.
Sure, absolutely.
So thank you very much. We do appreciate that. The ratings are quite good. 18 to 34 adults. Here's a good one. He had a 3.8. We turned that into a 7 share.
There you go.
And you guys turned it into a 7 share.
Very good.
Let me see. We're still number one, men 18 plus. Number one, men 25-54. Number one, men 18 to 49. 25-54. Okay, we got to work on that one.
Okay, we can do that.
That's one you guys got to work on.
Right.
Because that was down 5-1 to 3-9. But
tell the oldsters.
But that's because of... that's because of that mighty 2.5 in July that's killing us.
Absolutely.
It's just killing us. But we couldn't be happier. Thank you for listening and supporting the show in the new time slot.
Do they have it broken down in over 400-pound people?
But anyway, this, you know, here in D.C., this has been the big story. People wondering exactly what's going to happen to the Don and Mike show. Is this going to be the end of our radio careers because we've made the move to middays?
I think those numbers would prove differently.
Don, the shift has begun.
Right, cool.
If only we had made the move in July,
yes,
this would have been a fantastic book.
Absolutely.
But no.
They weren't eager to do that.
No.
They wanted to wait like they always do.
They wanted to wait, which is why we got this goddamn 2.5. But the good news is that the next month that we're rated in,
yes,
we'll drop out the 2.5 month.
Bingo. So now more than ever, this is when we want everybody to help out.
You got
to
listen. And thank you. We do appreciate the fact that you tell the ratings company you listen. I know a lot of times you get shamed into that. And I know a lot of stations are suffering ratings fallout because of the war and stuff. That,
absolutely.
Like, the news stations' ratings are kicking ass.
Of course, which is to be understood.
But we do thank you. It's really, really, really good news. I'll take that.
I will, too. I'm very happy with that.
At first, it went. They're coming over at the computer. I go 3.9 to 3.7.
Right.
I said, oh, F. And then they said, wait a minute, hold on. You're still carrying Liddy's luggage.
Yes.
Liddy's 2.5 share.
Absolutely.
And I know some of you probably wondering, well, how did our former colleague, the G-Man, do in the time slot against us?
Yes.
Well. Zero.
Wow.
Didn't show.
He didn't make it into the thing.
Oh. Wow. Nobody
if you
listening.
Don't make it into the thing, you don't have enough to make it into the thing.
Nobody listening. Nobody listening at all.
So that's that.
He got beat by WPOC in Baltimore. They were the lowest rated midday station. That's a country station from Baltimore that gets like a 0.1 rating.
The 30th station?
Yeah. We tracked the top 30.
Top 30.
Didn't make it. So good luck to him, and thank you guys for listening.
Yeah.
We expect nothing but great things from you, okay? So keep it up. Thank you very much.
Right.
That's great. I love that. And I wanted to make sure that I gave you the real numbers so you know exactly what's happening because, you know, I got to think that the newspaper, they're going to try to spin it as, oh, my God, you know, the roof is collapsing on Don and Mike. Look, they got a 3.9 to a 3.7.
Sure, they're going to make a big deal about it.
No, what you got to do, you got to extrapolate the months and you got to see the audience is making the move with us.
Right.
2.5 to 3.7 to 4.9. I'll take that. Now, that's nowhere near the shares that we used to have in afternoon drive, but...
Well, but you know, it's pretty damn close in that last month, and we're getting there, and that's very good.
You got to start somewhere, for God's sake. So thank you for listening. We really do appreciate it. No BS. There was, like, tons of pressure around here today.
Sure.
Tons of pressure.
And listen to the whole station, too.
Yeah, help out the other guys.
Please.
Help out. Help out the other guys.
We want some success stories all around the day parts.
Yes, we do. We sure do.
It's Bazzilli.
Yeah, because, I mean, we're going through this, and I'm saying, well, when Mike came in, he said, how are the ratings? He said, well, you know, pretty good. We went down the least.
That's it. Sometimes you get those rating periods where that's how you measure it.
Right. But anyway, listen, thanks, guys. That's great, and we'll see what happens in the coming months. As promised, we will keep you abreast.
Now, in the fall, we will accept no substitutes.
That's right, because we got, you know, none of the dead litty weight that we're carrying with us.
It's all us in the fall.
With those bad ratings, but we'll take that, and thank you. It's a good jumping-off point. Mm-hmm. We want to track this with you so you can follow the progress of the show. It's very much like one of those, you know, when you get one of them football teams that goes from San Diego or Cleveland or Cincinnati, they don't win any games. And then the next year, all of a sudden, what, they're on like gangbusters?
Mm-hmm.
Take that. Take that. And watch out, Rush Limbaugh. Watch out! We're very close to you already in the ratings. We would have beaten you in our first book if we didn't have the month of G. Gordon Liddy ratings.
That's exactly right, too. That is true.
We beat you in August and September.
Bingo.
But you beat G. Gordon Liddy in July.
That's the truth.
Yeah.
Even though it may be hard to understand.
Yeah, no, I think people can track with that. People are sophisticated enough to understand. It's a 3-month rolling average, and every month you get
your
ratings.
I was speaking about your accent that you were doing there.
What, did it hard to understand?
Yeah, I know they understand the average.
Hello, Mike. This is Rush Limbaugh.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm getting my hearing back.
Yeah, shocker.
Yeah. Too bad I'm going to get my ass kicked in the ratings, though.
Yeah.
Even though Don and Mike had a 4.9 in September, did Gordon Liddy had 2.5 in July. Nada, nada, nada.
Mega dildos.
Right, mega dildos to you. So, anyway, thanks. It's good news. It's a depressed radio station around here today, though, man. WJFK kind of took it up the butt.
Yeah, I mean, spread the wealth out, okay? We appreciate you listening.
Hey, come on, I'm the program director of the station now. Doesn't look good for me.
Yeah, that's right.
And the station gets killed. So, listen to all the shows, but thank you for listening to us. We do appreciate it. And, you know, I only tell you this so you know that we appreciate it. Have I said that enough?
We
appreciate it. This was simply the biggest gamble of our radio careers.
Yes, and we are looking forward to the months ahead.
The biggest gamble ever, with all eyes in the market on us, you know, waiting for us to tank.
It's already paying off.
You gotta know that around town, everybody was hoping that the numbers would come out today and we'd have...
Well, you saw those numbers from the radio station and kind of went... And we got ours and we were, okay, thank God.
No, but as it turns out, I mean, a lot of stations did bad because the war skewed a lot of stations.
Yeah, absolutely. Not a normal time.
No, and, frankly, we had a lot of pressure on us there, you know, with the move and everything. You know, can you guys move your audience in 2 months out of 3 months? It was not thought that we would move all the audience, but a lot of you guys have moved with us.
Yeah, pressure won't stay on us very long.
And we thank you for that. No, because we got, you know, Mike, no BS. We do have the greatest goddamn listeners in the world.
We do. We have a tremendous loyalty here in Washington, D.C. And I'm
we do.
All those people around.
I mean, really, right on to you guys.
Right on! Right on! We have a good time with our family, and it's fun.
Yeah, so that's good. And thank you very much. Whew, I was sweating bullets on that one.
You shouldn't.
I really was. I mean, last night I was just...
not normal. It's not, and it really isn't. And I think that,
it's good. It's fun. It's a fun pressure.
Yeah, we like the pressure. And, you know, with the who can count anything as normal during these times, right?
Yeah, no, but still, you guys came through with some pretty great numbers for us.
Cool.
Thank you very much. And last night, of course, of all the nights to go to eat with the enemy, last night is the night that I had set this meeting up with Frank Ahearns from the Washington Post.
You dined with him?
Yes, and I brought my wife as the buffer.
Ah,
okay,
right.
So that it wouldn't just be Frank Ahearns and me having dinner.
You know,
and
she can talk. Your wife can talk.
You're charming.
She can. And boy, was
Did Frank bring a date?
No, he didn't. No, he didn't. But I want to say something. That the subject of his sexuality... Hi, honey.
Well, hi, my darling.
The subject of his sexuality was discussed last night.
Mm-hmm.
As he mentioned many times his fondness of women.
Ah, very good.
Oh, so you're so
cool. Oh, no, come on, don't
drag me in, Dior. I just had a nice time as a dinner guest, and it wasn't many times. And he did make a casual reference to women as is normal.
Yeah, I mean, because frankly, you know, we had wondered.
Oh, and,
I mean we, the collective guys
of
the show.
Does this mean he's going to do the expose before he leaves the radio column?
The expose?
Does this mean he's going to do the feature, like, front page article on us?
On us? I don't know. God knows I kissed enough ass last night to make that happen. And I want to tell you something else. I know that if you've seen the picture of this radio reporter from the Post, I know in the past we've said that he looks like Private Pyle from...
Pyle meets Drew Carey.
Yeah, from Full Metal Jacket.
Right.
And really, I swear to Christ, nothing to do with his sexuality. But right now, the celebrity he most resembles is Richard Hatch.
Wow.
Really?
I was thinking he looks a little bit like Rob Ayen built.
Hold on. Am I saying it's Thursday? Hold on a second.
Right.
I take this call with you.
What?
Mark, am I saying the wrong day?
You are, dude. You're saying the wrong day, man.
When did I say when I say today's Thursday?
You said it's Thursday, October 17th.
Okay.
Let me look at my watch. Wait a minute. No, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, my apologies.
Hey, man, you made me think I missed my flight for a second.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Hey, that's quite all right. Hey, by the way, I was fortunate enough not to have to work today. I am so glad to be able to listen to you guys today because I have been missing you in the afternoon when I can usually tune in.
Well, happy Friday to you.
Appreciate it.
All right, thanks. Keep up good work, guys.
Have a great weekend.
It's great
coming in and doing the Saturday show.
There you go. It's
all
good
right.
to be here on
yeah,
the weekend.
Hey, I'll see you next week at the Midnight Bowling, okay?
Yeah, call us on the Sabbath next time.
Gotcha. Bye-bye. So, honey, this dinner that we had with the radio reporter from the Post, who we have fought with, and all we've ever asked that the guy does is write fair stuff about us, and for the most part in recent years, he's not been bad at that. You know, he writes that we get good ratings.
Yeah, he has in the line about the last year.
He doesn't write that he likes the show, and I got the feeling last night.
I mean, the last 8 months.
And I got
he turned the corner on us.
And I got the feeling last night talking to him that he still doesn't particularly like the show.
He doesn't like the show. That doesn't surprise me.
He didn't say one thing one way or another.
Well, that's typical of the mealy, smarmy guys that that take it away from the table and then probably like making mental notes of everything. Won't come out with an editorial point of view, but the print guys, they're print guys.
Don't you think that it was really a different perspective when I was getting ready to go? I thought, what would I like to drink when we go out? Like, one of my daydreams I have before we go out. And I thought, can't really have a couple of drinks because who knows, I might reveal some secrets.
Smart.
And I was thinking,
this is
what people must feel like when they go out with us. You know, that they better keep their mouth shut because they never know what's going to be said the next day.
Yeah, he didn't say much. Although, Mike, he did invite us to a party at his home. If you'd like to attend.
He's having a private party?
Yes, and he wants you to come, too.
Really?
I think it'd be fun. You should come take a look at Richard Hatch.
I think so.
Who's
he going to write for? I mean, is this going to do it? Will there be Post people there?
What do you mean, at the party?
Yeah, I mean, will there be, like, the new radio writer? I mean, when I socialize with print people now, it's
radio,
like...
The radio column for the Washington Post, like the radio column in newspapers around the country, it's pretty much toilet paper that they don't pay a lot of attention
to
it.
Right,
he gave us the feeling last night that the Post really doesn't have anybody in mind to write a radio column.
So, like, they might be dissolving it all together?
Yeah, it could be.
That's typical.
It could be consolidated into the classified pages.
Well, yeah. So, when's his party?
I don't know. A couple of weeks. What did he say, honey?
He said he'd email you, my darling.
Yeah.
All right. I'll go if I'm free. I'll go.
He made a point of inviting
you. I'll bring the missus.
Maybe he'll need a band there.
Maybe he will need a band. But, hey, let me tell you something.
It'll cost him, right?
Yeah. We'll up the ante on that.
Yeah. Double the price for him.
Double the price for half the guys.
So it was an awkward but good evening.
It was a pleasant time. You guys had a good time?
Yeah, it was okay.
I had a nice time.
I know you, and I did too. It was all right.
Because you're a little paranoid, and it's a male posturing, and I expect you to strut around like a turkey and just have all your feathers unfold so you look big.
No, I don't trust the guy.
It's like watching the Animal Kingdom. Yeah, it's like watching the Discovery Channel when you are trying to be manly in front of another man.
Well, you know, trust me, didn't take much to win that battle.
Jesus
Christ. And he looks like skinny Richard Hatch, not like fat Richard Hatch.
Okay.
Right. I like fat Hatch. He looks like...
Well, now I'm confused because you're saying Richard Hatch and your wife is saying Robbie, and I'm very confused as to what... Did he have the crew cut?
No, listen,
that is an insult to Rob Spiewak.
No. Especially after Rob Spiewak, and I see Rob Spiewak today. They did it for you.
Yeah, he got the flat top haircut back.
They
fixed
it.
You got it.
The flat is back.
The flat is back. All right, sweetie. Love
you. All right. I love you, too, Boo. Thanks for including me.
Oh, you're welcome. Hell, I needed you there.
Even though you put me down for being a vegetarian.
Oh, listen, I can't go to a restaurant. My wife is the worst. It's like, you know that movie when, and even Frank Ahrens said this last night when my wife picked up the menu.
I'm not being finicky if it's I don't eat meat, and your favorite restaurant is, their specialty is steak.
You ever see when Harry Met Sally?
Yeah, when she's real finicky about what she orders.
Everything she gets, she's like, oh, well, I'd like this, but without this. And without
yeah, but
this,
look
without
at her.
This.
Look at your wife. Look at the way she looks. Oh, I mean, my God, I should try doing that instead of saying, just whatever's on special.
She looks great, but she cannot go into a restaurant and simply order. She says to the guy, I'm a vegetarian. And the guy says, well, we've got fish. And my wife says, I don't eat fish. And he says, well, we've got some pasta. And, again, it's like, well, can't you whip something special up for me?
They have wonderful vegetables at the farm. They just put a bunch of them on a plate. But it's just another demonstration of how mismatched you and I are.
Listen, nothing, though, is as bad as that time we went out to lunch when we had the fight when you ordered the club sandwich. You remember that?
They just brought me like a tomato and dry toast.
Well, listen, here's the thing. She says, we're at a restaurant, and I keep telling my wife, you know, the first thing you do, when you go to a restaurant, whether it's a great place like the Palm or this dive that we were having lunch at a couple of weeks ago, what you don't want to do, you don't want to return the food. So she said, again, the girl comes over. This
Look,
is not last
fit.
Night.
Would have made it, given it some flavor anyway.
This is a couple of weeks ago at this crappy little diner where she says, the girl comes over, and my wife, again, has to give her the entire recitation about,
right.
I'm a vegetarian, I don't eat meat, I don't eat fish, so I'd like the club sandwich, but without any meat.
As a vegetarian, can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What is, like, the greatest dish for you? I mean, what now, when it comes to eating, what is something that, like, you live for? What is the best thing that you eat?
A cosmopolitan.
Okay, good answer.
So this broad, the waitress, she looks at my wife after hearing this incredible, and my wife just can't say I'm a vegetarian. You got to hear, you know, it's like she's reading out of the Bible. It's like when you're in church and you're falling asleep because the guy just will not shut up about this. So she goes through the whole thing, and the girl brings the sandwich, and it's a club sandwich without meat on it. And my wife says, it's not right. So the girl comes back.
There wasn't even mayonnaise on it. Okay, I mean, there was nothing on it.
So the girl comes back, and she brings the sandwich back, and she brings it back, and then my wife again says, you didn't put on onions or oregano or whatever the hell she wanted on. So she sends the sandwich back two times. I say to her, I hope you know when this sandwich comes back.
I bet there was mayonnaise on it the third time.
It's going to have spit. It's going to have poop. It's going to have number three on it. It's going to have, you know, it's going to have anthrax on it. You are going to get, the sandwich that you're going to get is going to be a biological hazard area. You just, and honey, it would just be easier if you just ordered off the menu. Just right off the menu.
There was no problem last night at the Palm, and I'm not the only vegetarian in the world. And actually, people who are younger like me tend to be vegetarian instead of old fogey big steak eaters like you.
You are older than me. This is
but not in spirit.
This is the argument we got into last night also about how my wife is older than I am.
That shouldn't be an argument. That was just telling our history. And boy, were you the king of the boring stories last night.
Oh,
did I ever tell you about how I met Bart Starr? I said, I gotta go to the bathroom.
Well, you know, he starts asking me about my kids, so I told him how I named my kid after Bart Starr. I'm sorry. Yeah, and you were scintillating, honey. You weren't boring at all.
Well, I wasn't recapping the stories of my life history. Why don't you just
Sorry, you don't have great stories from your life history.
Well, there was a time I played high school football and broke my leg, and I was in the hospital.
It's a true story. it's a true story.
Yeah, well, so is the fact that you took a poop this morning. It doesn't make it interesting.
I think it's very interesting. I think the fact that when I played high school football and I didn't break my leg, it was much more serious, that I had to be in the hospital for 6 weeks, and my favorite football player, Bart Starr, came to visit me in the hospital.
Okay.
Why is that? Why is that so tough?
A life-changing event.
It was.
Yeah.
I named my kid Bart.
Okay, so if you can just prepare that, I'll write it up, because I know it, you know, by heart. Okay. And then you can just hand it out to people. We won't have to all sit through it.
What if Frankie
Frank ate whatever I ate.
Oh, really?
He was very pensive in his ordering. He looked at the menu and he said,
yeah.
What do you like? What?
Rob.
What?
Rob being bad.
What do you do?
Rob being
stop
bad.
It, Rob. He ordered whatever I ordered. So he had a salad and he had a with the filet mignon.
Ah,
that's what he had.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
Any shrimp cocktail?
For me, yeah.
Yeah.
For him, no. Didn't go for that.
Wimp.
All right, sweetie.
And a big dessert, too.
Yeah, big dessert. Oh, it was good.
Holy,
God. Oh, it was good. It was good. All right, sweetie.
All right, listen, I love you,
I'm glad you were there.
Okay, I'm glad you invited me. That's sweet. That makes up for me not going to bowling tonight.
Hold on. I told you could go to bowling.
Didn't well, Laura's going to come to bowling.
Didn't I invite you to bowling?
Yeah.
I think I did.
Right.
Hold on. I think I did.
It was a little too much.
I think I did. And I think you said that you've got something going on.
No, I said it's a little too much togetherness. One night in a row is all we can handle.
Okay, then don't bust my balls for not inviting you.
Because that. Wives are cool with coming out to bowling.
I said to you, do you want to come to bowling? And you said no.
I will on another week when I miss you more.
All right, well, then don't bust my balls about not inviting you. I invited you to go to bowling.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Thank you. All right.
Love you.
All right. If Laura's there to watch you, I know there'll be another.
No, Laura's not coming tonight, but she's planning on coming out to one of our bowling things.
Oh, not tonight, though?
I don't think so. It's kind of late tonight for this. For the sitter, you know, the sitter. We got a sitter that, you know, is in high school, so it's difficult. Yeah.
All right, I wish we had a wife babysitter there.
Oh, please. What is this? This insane jealousy thing again?
No, it's just, well, when you say that you can bowl nude, I mean...
Honey, tonight is not the nude bowling night.
All right.
Is the other thing that I've got that she's been giving me crap about. I told you it's going to be a separate night at a separate bowling alley when we bowl against naked women.
But you come up, finally, you're not having nude women on stage as much, and you're going to a nice, wholesome sport like bowling, and then you have to dirty it up.
Oh, just wait till next week. Wait till next week till guys and girls have sex with pumpkins.
Aha!
That's going to be a great feature on the show.
How do girls have sex? Well
yeah,
I just figured it out.
Yeah, I know. I know you know.
Wow.
That's right. Well, we're gonna offer as much...
You're going to put something on the stem.
Yes, we are. We're going to put some rubbers on the stem.
Oh, there you go. All right.
And for the guys, they can just... cut out a hole, and it'll be a real jack-o'-lantern.
Oh, God. Or we could just get a gourd.
Like the longer gourd.
Yeah, exactly.
Have to hit a farmer's
market. Then you go, Rob, if you're going to get a gourd, get a cucumber.
All right, sweetie, we got to go.
All right, goodbye, buddy.
All right, love you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that ended rather abruptly. we got on that whole pumpkin thing.
Yeah. Hello there, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. Hi, my name's Madeline.
Hello, Madeline.
I just called to tell you that...
I'm Madeline, although I'm very small. I'm Madeline, but inside I'm tall. I'm sorry.
Beautiful.
I got two daughters. I can't help myself. That's the gayest thing I've ever done.
The ratings company just called and they said that 4.9 has just gone down to a 2.5.
I think it was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just called to tell you guys that I've been listening to you since at least 1985. In fact, once I called and begged for tickets to go see the people from Days of Our Lives, and I was an instant winner.
Oh, good.
Instant winner.
I remember. Is that when we went out to the high school with them?
No. They were at some weird place, and they signed their names on stuff. It was back when they had the guy with the patch on his eye, who they call Pat.
Well, that's the one. We went out to some... We had an appearance where we were paid, right? Tell me we were paid.
No, we weren't.
We weren't, were we?
We did it for free to go out with soap opera guys.
What a bunch of a-holes.
They were.
I mean, not the women, but the guys all just thought they were so hot.
You're an instant winner.
The guys were really, really nice, I thought.
Yeah, they're nice to you guys out in the audience, but they were dicks backstage.
Okay, honey, let's move it into this century. You're talking about something.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell you that it doesn't matter what time frame you guys move to, because people are going to follow you. And I tried my best to listen to you because I'm sort of limited as to your time frame. But you know what? Your audience is always going to follow you.
They are great. You guys are fantastic. Marilyn, Madeline.
Madeline.
Can I just say one more thing?
Yes, honey.
Your voices sound very different, like, through the phone than they do over the radio.
Gotcha.
It sounds great over the radio, but your voices are sexier over the phone.
Thank you, honey. Yeah, thank you.
I'm serious. They sound different and sexier.
Thank you.
Anyway, have a wonderful day and continue your... You guys will both be on top.
Hello.
Mom, stop that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Oh, hi. This is Karen. I can't really talk to the last caller. I've been listening to it for over 15 years, and I just like the show, and I've been following you. Went to Germany and kind of missed you guys, and my husband doesn't really get it, but we're working on it. My sister loves you, and I... Family to
listen to these broads calling.
You're very nice, thank you. Yeah, we're on a housewife time, you know.
Yeah, cool.
So all the housewives are calling us.
We'll get them all worked up.
Let's see. Oh, Dan from New York. Dan, hi.
Hey, Don, Mike, what's up?
Hey, my friend.
How are you?
We're great, thanks.
Listen, I have a college radio show here in New York. I was wondering if you guys want to appear.
Of course. When do you do your college show?
On Saturdays from 2 to 4.
Saturday?
I go to, like, 13th grade school, like Nassau Community College.
You're right, that is 13th.
Yeah.
Long Island?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, sure. You know, I think we could take a couple of minutes to do a phoner with this guy, right?
On Saturday?
Yeah, even if one of you guys are here in New York, I come down to Manhattan and take you guys.
Okay. Oh, even better.
Even better.
Yeah. That'd be convenient for you.
Yeah, all right, come by next week. Hold on, someone will tell you about that.
Can I just tell you guys?
Yeah.
I love you guys since you started here in New York. I know you guys got a lot of crap when you first started here, but I love you guys.
Thank you.
Keep getting better. I love you guys.
All right.
Great.
Wow. Thank you. Well, what do you do, a homo radio show? I mean, you keep saying you love us.
I'll frig you. I'm not gay.
Okay.
Frig you.
All right.
Oh, special hello to Buzz.
Oh, special hello back. All right. Dan, hold on a second. We'll set up a time. As a matter of fact, why don't you come in one day next week?
Why don't we do it on the air?
Yeah, that's just what I was going to say. When we're on the air.
Oh, that'd be great.
Come in and do your college radio bit on the air. Sure. What the hell? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, radio guys.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Hey, we're doing great. Thank you.
Are you guys going to be giving away tickets to the nude bowling?
Tickets to nude bowling? I think when we eventually do the nude bowling, I think we're going to charge admission with all money going to the Red Cross.
Very good.
There's going to be like something at the door, like pay $5 at the door to get in.
Cool.
Okay?
Announce that prior then?
Oh, of course we will. Yeah, and, you know, I totally forgot. I don't know the website. They auctioned off those portraits that we made for the Red Cross.
Did they make money?
Yeah, they made like $5,000.
Oh, that's great.
No! Yeah, they made like $5,000 for the Red Cross with those stupid paintings we made of the naked ladies.
That is unbelievable. Well, I'd love to hear the details of that. I really would.
Try to find it. And I know someone sent me an email and said it was on the whatever the stupid website was, the artist.com. Or,
that's fantastic.
I'll pull it up during a break and read it for you.
Oh, that is great news.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
Dave in Vermont. Hi.
I'm pissed.
Why?
I'm pissed at the Red Cross.
Now, come on, don't be pissed at the Red Cross.
I'm a regular blood donor.
You what?
I was going in today to get my 7th gallon, and they won't take my blood now.
Why?
Because I was in the service in Italy 15 years ago. And
yeah.
Because of mad cow disease, now they won't take my blood.
Well, they've got their standards. I mean, they're just following their protocol.
But I've given 55 times in the last 10 years, and now they won't take my blood.
I'd hate to think that the safety of others would get in the way of your personal satisfaction. Let's take some action.
All right. Thank you. Don't be pissed, Dave. Or don't be pissed.
Rob looks really angry with that laptop today.
Hello, Don.
7 gallons.
Don and Mikey, 7 gallons. Christ.
Man.
Shaves.
Hello.
Scary.
Hello.
Hey, Don. I'm the coolie that called me yesterday.
Oh, hi. Dennis. Wow, you're on an awful telephone
line. What kind of phone are you on, Dennis?
I'm on a cell phone.
Call back on a landline, okay?
Well, I can't. I can't call from work.
Oh, that's right. You have to go outside of the building, right?
All right, well, hold on. I need to talk to you in the next break. What'd you say, Rob?
How about a payphone? Is there a payphone around there?
I'll call a payphone.
Dennis, aren't you on company time now?
No, I'm on lunch hour.
All right. Listen, I got a lot of stuff to talk with you about, like your porno and another special assignment. So call back on a landline.
Okay, I'll call me
Facebook. Okay.
Bye.
Dennis not allowed to call in his office.
Hello, Heath.
Don and Mike, yeah.
Hey, Heath Bar, hi.
Hey, how's it going? Listen, did you guys catch Smallville?
Yeah, and you know what? I gotta steal a line that Johnny from WNEW emailed me.
Yeah.
About that, because I T-voted Smallville last night.
Right.
He summarized it the best. Superboy's Creek. Because the show...
Superboy's what?
Creek.
Because Dawson's Creek.
The show is Dawson's Creek.
Okay, all right.
It's got nothing to do with Superboy.
So it's just like a soap opera.
Yeah, it's teenage angst. I thought the show sucked.
I watched a little bit of Undeclared last night. And no,
didn't see why.
No good. I mean, I give a show. I'll tune in, especially at the beginning. I give it about maybe 10 minutes, and I caught it in the middle, and the 10 minutes in the middle was just not happening.
Now, Smallville.
Why the guy have the sweats, Rob? Why was he all sweaty?
I didn't see it last night, but in the previous episodes, it's been really good.
Okay, yeah, it hasn't had a crack. All right.
Well, Smallville sucks my D.
And you watched it, and you're just totally disappointed.
Yeah. Well, first, I knew he wasn't going to wear the Superman suit, and that's right. Okay. I'm okay with that.
But you would have liked to have him in it.
Yeah, but it's more like he's just discovering his powers, and
right.
He's awkward with girls, and
you didn't think it was cool how they incorporated everything, like Lex Luthor thing, into like his pre-life? You think that was cool at all?
No, I thought it sucked. Sorry. Yeah, Johnny had it right. Superboy's Creek. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Funny.
Oh, we got a break.
Hey, what's up? Hey. Buzz, there ain't no anthrax in his weed.
Buzz, there's no anthrax in your weed.
I'm so glad to hear that.
Very good.
Great. Thank you, my friends.
All right. Always appreciate it. Well, we get the good news for Buzz.
Tested
Buzz,
negative.
Your weed is anthrax free.
That is great.
Let's just clear the lines and get a caller 100 at 877-365-3636. Okay, that's the toll-free number. Call in now, win some stuff, be the 100th caller. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Around like a little bitch.
Yoo-hoo! Here's Don and Mike.
Here we are. Hey, will somebody give me the address of this bowling alley we're going to be at tonight?
Somebody give me directions?
Yeah, I mean, and if anyone wants to come out and watch.
Right.
Well, first, I need directions. I have no idea where the F it is.
It's in Burke, a planned community.
Yes, Burke, Virginia.
From what I hear, it's very close to where John Pop used to live.
Oh, okay.
Great.
We'll all just follow that map then, Rob.
I think it's where Daryl Nichols lives.
Yes, yeah, could yes, be. Yeah.
We'll follow that map too, Mike.
Hope he shows up.
All right, so we're playing bowling tonight. Out of my gutter balls against an all-girl team, the Ball Busters. They're not going to be naked.
No.
This is not the naked bowling. These girls are going to wear clothes tonight.
Are they hotties?
I don't know.
Well, they're bowlers. Of course they are.
Won't know until we arrive, Mike.
I love it when you self-edit.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. And I love it when you love it that you know I'm self-editing. Because you know what I wanted to say.
I know, and you pulled back on that, and I know why, and that's good.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Listen, who's this?
This is George.
George, where are you from?
I'm from New Jersey.
George, you won the 26-week rental card from Blockbuster Video.
All right. Very good.
This is an outstanding prize, George. A free DVD every week for 6 months. Right.
That's great.
That's from one of our longtime advertisers and sponsors, Blockbuster. Vote for the NFL All-Star Team, a 2002 Pro Bowl, at your local Blockbuster. Thank you for listening, my friend.
Thank you very much. I'm a first-time listener.
Well, okay. I don't know if this is the best one to listen to for the first time, but no, it's a good one.
Enjoy.
Nah, it's a good one. Thank you, my friend.
Thanks, guys.
Let me see. Yesterday on the show, we did the contest to give away the oral date with Steffi from the BikerXXX.com website.
Yeah, and a guy from the Bronx, a 69-year-old man from the Bronx, and a 460-pound guy?
460-pound guy from Virginia. They're both going to go on the oral date. With Steffi, and we are currently working on getting all the times and dates together.
Excellent.
And we will let you know when that's going to happen. I mentioned next week on the show, Sex with Pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be happening. Also, the Pumpkin Pie Eat-Off. Going to be another great puke show.
Very good.
And all of the contests that we're going to be doing in the next couple of weeks will involve cash money for you, the radio listener, and all the cash we're giving away. Actually, we have six grand to blow in the next 2 weeks.
Wow!
And it's courtesy of Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS. Mm. Call 888-222-8484 to find out more about a Sprint PCS plan.
Very good.
All right, on to Dennis Murphy. Before we talk about Dennis's porno movie,
mm-hmm.
which we are going to be making. Oh, and today on the show, here's a POA alert for you. Leah's coming on the show. Leah Remini from King of Queens.
Very good.
And joining her today will be a real major POA, a gal named Nicole Sullivan.
Who is Nicole Sullivan?
Well, Here she is, Mike. She's going to be on King of Queens.
Oh, she's, oh my God, she's one of my favorites. She's on Mad TV.
Yeah, I think I mentioned that yesterday.
Man, she is, you know what, she's not only hot, but she is also one of the funniest women, I think maybe the funniest woman on television right now.
Let me see, and beyond that, she's just been in a bunch of crap, like the Drew Carey Show and Party of Five.
She is really, I mean, she's up there with some of the great females that have done Saturday Night Live. I mean, she is fantastic.
She played someone who got killed on Law and Order, so she's coming on the show, and we're going to give her the sex quiz a little later today. So before all of that happens, want to get to Dennis, and not only the porno information with Dennis, but let me turn back the hands of time to August 24th, because we got this letter. Dear Don and Mike, my fiancé would like to thank you and Mike for being so gracious to us on Thursday, August 24th. It was during the 5 o'clock hour of the Don and Mike show that we called my girlfriend at the time and participated in a skit, which ultimately ended with my marriage proposal to her.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the segment, you and Mike were extremely witty and have given us something we'll always remember and treasure. Listening to a copy of the proposal never gets old and brings tears to the eyes of those who haven't heard it. Please enclose find a copy of our engagement announcement, which appeared in our local newspaper. And here it is right here, a lovely couple. Regrettably, the reporter omitted that the engagement took place during the Don and Mike radio show.
Yeah, well, maybe Mom and Dad wanted it that way.
Enclosed, please find an invitation to our wedding. And we hope that you and the missus can attend. Once again, we'd like to thank you, Mike, and the rest of the Don and Mike show for making our engagement so memorable. And so we got the stuff, and the guy, his name is Robert. And he's engaged to Jennifer.
Robert.
And they're getting married Saturday, a couple of weeks from now, October 27th. Okay. And they're getting married in Staten Island. Now, I checked our schedule. I hope you don't mind. I took the liberty of checking your schedule, Mike.
Yes.
And I know that you and I are both busy doing our benefit work in
our
community.
Candy striping. That's usually a big candy striping weekend.
So one of the things that I wanted to ask Dennis is if he would mind
representing us at the wedding, which he's done on many times before.
Yeah, and here he is now, everybody. It's
many
Dennis,
occasions, I should say.
Dennis Murphy. Hello, Dennis.
Hi, Mark. How you doing?
We're doing okay.
That's good.
Now, listen, before we talk about your porno movie, which is going to be made, I got a wedding invitation here.
Okay.
Jennifer and Robert, together with our parents, invite you to share in the joy of marriage, Saturday, the 27th of October, 2001, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I won't name the church, but it's in Staten Island, New York.
Uh-huh.
And, Dennis, you're going to love this. A little special printed card that says, cocktail hour at 7 in the evening, reception immediately following at a fancy country club in Parsippany, New Jersey.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, Dennis, what we want to know is, will you be able to go?
I would love to go.
All right, well, then I am going to check the RSVP, accept with pleasure.
With pleasure.
As opposed to decline with regret.
Does Dennis want to bring a date?
Yes, I have to put right here on the bottom, number of persons attending.
Just put one.
One.
I usually go to weddings alone anyway.
You go solo so you can meet all the single ladies.
Yeah.
Mr. Dennis Murphy. Now, hold on the line, Dennis, because I'm going to call this guy at work.
Okay.
To tell him that that we will not be able to attend, but we'd like to send you.
And, Dennis, you better bring a gift.
Oh, don't worry. I'll bring some cash. I always do.
All right, hold on a second, Dan. Hold on. Let me give this guy a call here. He's at work.
It's going to be wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful tri-state wedding.
All right, I can be reached at... Well, that we're during business hours.
CIAA Craft.
Right, I got to take this off the air.
Okay. Now, if they have the rehearsal dinner in Connecticut, they'll have the whole, you know, three states covered.
Hold on, I'm going to dial the extension.
Phone operator.
Hey, hold on. 3, 2. Who's on the phone?
I don't know.
All right, the guy's extension is now ringing in his office. Can you hear that? I just put that on the air.
You should be at work, I would think.
Yeah, hi, is Robert there? Robert Grimaldi? Robert Grimaldi? Thank you, honey. Hey, we're on the radio. Do you mind being on the radio? You don't mind.
Hey. All right.
I don't mind. I don't even mind.
Oh, even mind.
How are you, honey?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Just peachy. I don't even mind being on the radio. All right, so, yeah, this guy's name is Robert Grimaldi.
Okay, hold on, sir.
All right. And I know, I think he's at extension 8273 or extension 1566.
5,000-8273.
Very good. Can you patch me?
Have a great day.
You too. You're very nice.
Thank you.
I don't even mind.
let
me see. I guess the guy lives in New York. That's where we're calling.
All right.
Oh, yeah, and he's getting married in Staten Island.
And he's having the reception in Jersey.
Right. Well, if he's not there, we'll just leave a message.
Hi. You reach Rob Grimaldi of TIAA Press.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let Dennis leave the message saying that he's going to attend in our place.
Now, Dennis, we're going to be patching phones here, so real clear.
All right, Dennis, go ahead. Tell this guy you're going to be attending on behalf of the Don and Mike Show. His name is Robert.
Okay. Hi, Rob. This is Dennis. Unfortunately, Don and Mike will be busy that weekend, so I will attend on Don and Mike's behalf. So you can include me in your wedding. Thank you for the invite, and I'll see you on the 27th.
And make sure you tell me, did you say this is Dennis Murphy calling on behalf of Don and Mike?
Yeah. By the way, Rob, this is Dennis Murphy calling on behalf of Don and Mike.
And if possibly you'd like to sit at the head table.
And, you know, if Don and Mike request that I sit at the head table, is that possible?
We request that Dennis, why don't you request that you sit with either Robert or Jennifer's parents?
Okay. Hey, Rob, I wouldn't mind sitting with Jennifer's parents. Could you arrange that?
There you go. All right, beautiful. And Dennis, as we mentioned, the wedding is on October
27th,
2 weeks from now at 3 in the afternoon.
Oh, by the way, can you make a two? I'll bring someone.
Oh, you want
you're going to bring someone?
Are you going to bring a date?
I'm going to bring a photographer, so I will get pictures of the wedding.
Fine, Dennis. That's good.
All right. Are you going to bring RJ from DonandMikeFans.com?
RJ wants to come. I said, why
not? Oh, God.
Bring RJ from DonandMikeFans.com.
RJ slept in my house last weekend.
Yeah, maybe that's not something you want to announce on the radio.
I just have to share. Have to tell the truth.
Oh,
I'd only bring it up if it came up.
Oh, my God.
Slept on my couch.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, was awakened by my children.
Daddy. Daddy. There's a strange man in the couch.
RJ, man. Oh
all right,
man.
Well, Robert and Jennifer are heartfelt.
Hey, RJ can't make it. RJ can't make it, Dennis.
Why?
Is it the 27th?
Correct.
No, he can make it. Yeah, he can make it.
Yeah, November 3rd is your date.
What?
November 3rd is your band
date. That's right. Okay.
Everybody knows your band dates.
Oh, God.
Everybody knows them. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Robert, Jennifer, thank you. Thank you for thinking of us. Thank you for getting engaged on the show. Our best wishes, and you'll see Dennis at your wedding.
Robert, I can't wait till you can. I'll see you on 27.
All right, now let me hang up on that line. Okay, that's done. Now, on to the other pressing news.
Okay. Yeah.
The other Dennis Murphy news. About a month ago, we were kicking around the idea of having a porno that stars our very own Dennis Murphy.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, we thought, well, maybe we'd make it as a goof and show it in a theater. But now the thought is, again, with everything going towards the relief effort, what we could do is get this porno made.
Right.
Have a public showing, charge a nominal fee, and let all the money go to the firefighters and the cops' families in New York and to the Red Cross. Dennis,
yes.
I want you to say hello to the man who's going to put your porno together.
Oh.
Say hello to Dan, the porno man.
Hi, Dan, the porno man. How you doing?
Doing wonderful, Dennis. How are you?
Doing great.
Now, Dan, tell us exactly what can you... Where are you calling from, Dan?
I'm calling from lunch right now. I'm actually eating lunch.
Oh, you're eating lunch. You're in a crowded restaurant.
Okay, Dan.
Yeah, it's actually an empty restaurant.
What can you bring to this production of the Dennis Murphy porno?
Well, I've got a lot of venues already have secured for Dennis to film in. I have a bunch of goals for wanting to film with Dennis.
Really?
Yeah, quite a few, Dennis.
Have you got a working title, Dan, for the movie?
No, because I figured, you know what, I'd probably leave that up to audience participation. They can pick up a sure good title for Dennis's movie.
Now, we want it to be softcore, and here's what we were thinking. We were thinking that you've got to see...
How about Murphy's Romance?
Yeah, I think that was the original title,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
right.
That's what you said.
You've got to have topless girls...
No problem.
Rob.
What? Rob just wrote down Mobius dick.
Oh, F you, Rob.
Oh, come on, Dennis. You know, Dennis suffers from Mobius syndrome. Or as I like calling it, Moesha syndrome.
That was a tribute. That wasn't any sort of insult.
Take up on Moby Dick, Mobius Dick.
Clever.
I'm sorry if you're offended, Dennis. It wasn't meant to offend.
So here's the thought that you see the girls naked, okay, like in any great porno. Hot girls, topless, bottomless.
We don't have to see Dennis naked.
No, you won't see the genitals. And when the girls perform on Dennis, we just get that arty shot of the back of the girl's head.
Yeah, so it's going to be like a soft core.
Yes.
No problem at all.
Soft core as well, and definitely no money shot.
No.
Not involving money shot with Dennis and
Walt. No, please, God, no.
First, I don't think he's capable of the money shot.
I'm very capable.
No, you're not. But you've proven that you're not.
I went to Ohio a couple of months ago and got com.
See? There he is. There's the mysterious sex life of Dennis Murphy.
Is this another?
Well, Dennis, do you want to go to some swinger clubs and film in there?
Well,
you want to go to some fetish clubs and film there? You tell me where you want to film.
Where do you feel more comfortable, Dennis? Like in an apartment or something?
Yeah, at a studio or an apartment, yeah.
At a studio or an apartment. Now, Dan, you have the cameras?
I have all the cameras. I already film movies with my company.
These
multimedia, so I've already got all the equipment ready to go.
Are these women going to be easy on the eye, Dan? I mean, this is going to
be very attractive.
Okay, very good.
Now, are they aware that Dennis is handsome in his own unique way?
They've seen pictures of Dennis and are quite willing to work with him.
Very good.
That's great.
Beautiful. Very good. Fantastic.
Beautiful.
And we won't even see Dennis's crack, right?
No. Well, please come on.
Do you want to see Dennis's butt crack?
I do.
Don does.
I do. Just one shot of your ass.
One shot. Yeah, one will be the crack shot.
Okay,
with maybe just Dennis.
One shot of ass. Okay.
All right, very good.
And Dan, again, what's the name of your company?
MEC Multimedia. The website is www.mecmultimedia.com.
That's it.
Is that a dirty website?
Yes, it would be.
Okay, right. Love that. Dan, what are we looking at actually? I guess we're going to have to come up with a script, right?
No. No, you don't need a script for this movie.
Well, I mean, at least we have to have an outline.
How about Dennis? Just Dennis as the pizza delivery man.
We need the outline, though, of Dennis as the cable guy pizza guy.
Dennis is the cable man. What it'll be is Dennis in his various jobs. Dennis is the pizza guy. Dennis is the cable man. Dennis is the mailman.
Dennis is the exterminator.
As the exterminator. Then you got your movie right there. You got four jobs for Dennis.
So it's just Dennis shows up at the door and says, "Hi, I'm here to fix your cable." And the girl takes her clothes off and starts to have sex with him.
Right. Perfect.
Hi, this is Pizza Man.
And we'll get Dennis all the different uniforms, you know. So Dennis would need like four uniforms.
Rob and I, we can go to Master's Costume, right? And get like a...
Sure, they'll be tickled to provide costumes for that.
Dennis trick or treats.
We get a postman costume.
Sure.
We get a cable guy suit.
How about Dennis as a general?
General. Instructing all the girls.
There's so many.
Hey, I could be an officer and a gentleman.
Yes, you could, Dennis.
Right.
And with the holidays upon us, he could also do Santa Claus.
Yeah. Maybe wrap it up with Santa Claus.
Who doesn't want to see Santa getting oral?
Right, exactly.
And Dennis would have to keep the hat and the beard on.
Sure.
While he's getting oral.
Coming to town.
Yeah.
There, we just wrote it.
All right. I guess this is the end of the writing meeting. Well, then the question is, Dan, what kind of turnaround, when do you think we might be able to actually start filming and producing the Dennis Murphy porno, Murphy's...
We could start filming on Saturday.
Murphy's Romance. Oh, my God, Saturday. Dennis, are you available on Saturday?
Saturday is good.
It's free.
He's free on Saturday.
And that means we're going to book you for the next two Saturdays, Dennis. Saturday, you'll film your porno.
Okay.
And next Saturday, you go up to New York to go to the wedding.
Okay.
Then, Dan, do you think you could knock it out on Saturday?
Well, what I was going to do is Dennis on Saturday is introduce Dennis to the girls, because most of them are going to be at a swinger party. Okay. And that way Dennis can get, we can meet Dennis, kind of get exactly what Dennis wants him to do in the movie. You can, then we can kind of go from there.
and probably even film a lot of it on Saturday night as well.
Fantastic. Beautiful. So it's a one-day turnaround.
I can shoot three movies in 24 hours. I don't see why not.
Oh, really? Oh, so you can knock it all out on Saturday. Good man.
I will try my hardest to.
And, you know, with Dennis in it, you know, you can also show the other people in it, too.
Right.
So there is some entertainment value.
Yeah, there's got to be lots of shots of the hot girls.
Right, exactly.
And not so much of Dennis, except the one obligatory shot of his butt.
Would you like Dennis in it? Do you do shower scenes?
If Dennis wants to do a shower scene,
Dennis,
so
could you do it? Dennis, if we didn't show anything, would you do a shower scene?
Oh, yeah, I'll do so.
I think Dennis's rule is just no genitals, right?
Yeah exactly.
No,
Dennis in a shower scene.
How about Dennis in a diaper?
No, I've done that before.
No diaper stuff?
No.
None of that being in the, what was that club?
You know, it could be a shower scene or Dennis in a tub
that
with the girls.
That fetish club?
A bubble bath with
a bubble bath with two women.
Yeah, there you go.
How do you feel about a bubble bath, Dennis?
Bubble bath is fine.
See, he likes any of the clean
perfect
stuff. He's cool with that.
And here's another great title. An officer in his genitals.
An officer what?
Officer in his genitals, not an officer in a gentleman.
An officer in his genitals.
Okay.
You do a whole movie where the theme was Dennis was maybe a bad time for that, you know, what with the trouble and all,
with the war.
Not really patriotic having Dennis impersonating an officer.
Yeah, I was thinking we don't want him to be a cop or a fireman.
Absolutely.
But
you know, as far as being a pizza delivery guy,
and a cable guy,
right,
and Santa Claus,
and that's it.
And there you go.
You got it. So cable guy, pizza delivery guy, and Santa Claus.
Santa Claus.
And Dennis could come down the chimney, you know, with both the women going, whoa.
Since a pizza delivery guy is sort of broad, maybe just like a chef's hat and an apron.
Yeah, cook.
The cook.
Yeah,
the
cooking with Dennis.
Or I'm sure we can go like to Domino's or so, or Papa John's and get him the suit.
I'm sure they'd be thrilled.
Yeah. They might want the exposure.
Absolutely.
Love to be in the film.
Get him the smock and the hat.
Be fantastic.
Extra cheese.
Absolutely. Dennis with the pizza box.
Right.
He'd eat the pizza, too.
Yeah, and he should eat the pizza while he's being serviced.
Like rubbing it all over himself.
Oh, now it's like a fetish film.
Yeah.
That's
then he needs the bubble bath.
Yeah. Right, exactly.
There you go.
That's
go.
Brilliant.
All right, well, listen, we're going to let you guys work out the details. Dennis, we're going to put you in touch with Dan.
Okay.
Dan, you have, of course, carte blanche. You are the expert filmmaker here.
I appreciate that.
Dan, I do want to point out that for the entertainment value, you know, we do want to see the women.
Right.
And it's okay to have shots of them by themselves, you know, and then a little bit of Dennis,
Dan,
too.
Dan,
a little lesbianism will be okay by you.
Right.
Yes.
I think Dan knows what he's doing. I went to the website, and I found out what the MEC and MEC Multimedia stands for.
What?
There it is right there.
Make
that's what the MEC stands for.
Make them. Oh, okay,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, make them.
Appreciate that, Buzz.
Make them,
certainly. And how are the women on that website?
Make them come to the dinner table on time or they will miss their meal.
That's right.
That's correct.
Buzz, is nice photographs on that website?
I'm just going to the pictures now. I'm just getting past the introduction pages.
All right, well, that's Dan, what's your website again?
It's www.mecmultimedia.com.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Everybody go to that website. Give them tons of hits. And Dennis...
you can go to my website, too, DennisMurphy.com.
Of course, DennisMurphy.com. There's nothing erotic there, though. Mobius Dick. And we will, I guess, get the... Lisa will coordinate this with you guys.
Okay.
And we'll get a full... Let's get a full report on Monday's episode.
Excellent.
About what happens with the filming of the porno.
Good.
Because then I think what we could probably do is watch the videotape on the air.
Yes, we could.
Make some editing choices.
Yeah. The raw tape. Or he could give us the whole package. And we could screen it and then have the public screening.
Dan, how do you feel? Would you feel more comfortable just editing it yourself?
No, I'll just have our audience. You guys help me edit it. I think it'd be a lot more entertaining that way.
Yeah, we'll set up a date next week. You come in the studio. We'll set up a VCR,
What we can do is we can get the raw from the filming, and then we can take a look at it, give him our thoughts, and then he can go off and chop it up.
You know, like Spielberg does.
Fantastic.
Where he says, go back and replay this scene over and over
again. That's the idea right there.
Beautiful. All right, well, then the filming's this weekend, and as soon as we get the film done, we'll find, I guess we're going to have to find, like, an X-rated or gay theater to show it in.
Yeah, absolutely. A proper theater.
And we'll show it on the big screen.
Mm-hmm.
And sell all the, all the profits will go to the Red Cross.
Have to limo Dennis over there.
Beautiful. So it's really happening after a month of planning.
Yeah. Rob, I bet we could get those. Yeah.
What?
Get those searchlights.
Oh, you mean like a Fox?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, come on.
Make it a real premiere.
Smoke machine.
That'd be fantastic.
Glitter machine. All right, Dan and Dennis, thank you both.
Okay.
Guys,
thank
hold
you
on
very
a
much,
second.
Tom. Thanks, Mike.
You're very welcome, Dan. And Dan's company, MECMultimedia.com.
It's a naughty company.
Beautiful. It's going to happen. Dennis's porno movie is going to happen. Hello, Niles.
Hey, how you doing, Don and Mike?
Hi, we're doing great.
All right. I was willing to donate some pizza uniforms. I've managed for all four big companies, and I'll drop off a bunch of shirts and pants and hats and all that.
Yeah, we got to check on the propriety of that.
I think if they're generic,
if they're generic, we take off logos.
Yeah,
and
right.
Like
that. Right. If we just put like a piece of tape, like you know what they do on TV.
Right.
If they got a can of Coca-Cola,
ain't like it's going to be wide distribution for this thing.
They right. They change the can like to Boca-Cola instead of Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Now, hey, what kind of uniforms you got? You got Domino's?
I got Domino's. All you got to do is Domino's change their uniform, so it'd be like the older uniform.
Oh, that's better. Perfect.
Yeah. Exactly. And
like the pale blue.
Oh,
your pale blue is that's good.
The blue and red.
Right.
What else you got?
Pizza Hut, Papa John's.
All right, great. Yeah, hold on a second. We'll
could
put you in touch
maybe
with Dan.
Make a theme that Dennis couldn't hold a job as a pizza delivery.
I'm seeing the pictures now. Dennis is in for some fun.
Oh, really? Some good-looking girls on that website.
Lord Almighty.
Hello, Andrew in New Jersey. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I have a script idea. How about Dennis is a plumber and then he gets a Blumpkin?
Oh, no. A Plumpkin is when a guy's going number two and he gets oral.
No, thank you.
No. That's your own private hell.
Yeah, the only plumber show we like is the Three Stooges.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, you know, it'll be gross enough without the Blumpkin.
Yeah.
I think you should have your director watch Emerald Live this week and have Dennis be one of those TV cooks. And you can have a laugh track.
Okay, listen. I think we're going to stick with pizza guy. No, come on, Mike. Too much.
Let's just a little laugh track. I mean, I agree. Not the emerald stuff.
No laugh track. It's a porno.
But it's a Dennis porno.
Yeah,
how about
a real?
You know, it's got to have a soundtrack. So, how about cartoon music?
You'd be like, well, here.
Like real cartoon music.
That was for the Niles guys. Where's the cartoon music?
I was going to say, Crap could probably perform the soundtrack.
Oh. Hey,
from Dennis's porno?
It's your big break.
Where's that Tex, what's his name music, Rob?
Tex Avery.
Yeah, that's good. Let me see if this is the kind of music you're thinking of. While Dennis is getting his oral, you would hear this. All these hot chicks.
Yeah.
Here's the pizza man. Okay.
All right. Cartoon music.
Get out of here, please, would you?
Good. Good.
All right, goodbye. Thank you for the thought.
Oh, man. It kills me.
All right. I know why the Frasier tape was for the guy named Niles.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Gotcha. Okay, so it's happening.
Very good.
Here's the news. The porno's being shot this weekend. We're up on a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the Basement of the Science Building. Great.
And call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Yeah, or you call us here in D.C. at 202-432-1067, okay?
Everybody's favorite doped-up, drunken, freeloading major market losers.
Hi.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah, tonight, got on my gutter balls at Burke Bowl America against the Ball Busters.
Yeah, baby.
Let me see. Now, Lisa printed out instructions, but it's instructions from my house. So I will leave out the pertinent information, like on the roads that I should turn on.
Uh-huh.
Take the beltway to Braddock Road, exit 5. Go right, turn right onto Braddock Road, then a left onto Burke Lake Road. left onto Braddock, Lake Braddock Road, right onto Old Burke Lake Road.
No, it couldn't be easier.
Right onto Jackson Street, and right onto Gaines Street.
And you're there.
Christ, I'm going to leave my house at 5 o'clock to get there by 9:30 tonight.
If you're coming from Fairfax County Parkway, take a left on Burke Lake Road, then right on Lake Braddock Drive, then a right on Old Burke Lake Road, then a right on Jackson Street, and a right onto Gaines Street.
Are those your directions?
Yes.
Yeah. Listen, there's got to be an easy... Just go to MapQuest.
Yeah, there you go.
MapQuest.com, and wherever you live, just type in Burke, Virginia, Bowl, America. Oh, look who's calling us up. It's Ron, the guy from New York who's getting married.
Ah, very good.
Hey, Ron.
Hi, guys. It's Rob, actually.
Rob Grimaldi.
Rob, I'm sorry about that.
Not a problem. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. Thank you for the invitation. Did you get our message?
Oh, I sure did.
And is that okay if Dennis comes?
Sure. I just wanted to clarify. Did you say Dennis is coming? Is he bringing someone with him?
He's bringing our website photographer, a lovely man named R.J. Diaz.
Okay, that's fine.
You know his last name.
Are you guys going to dress him up in a tux and a
yes.
top hat?
Oh, yeah. Else? Yes, we are going to make sure that Dennis, and not like the Dumb and Dumber thing. I mean, we're going to get him in the real top grade tux.
That's great. I don't know if we could seat him at the parent table, but we'll certainly get him a table close to the action.
Ah, you're a smart man, Rob Grimaldi.
Rob, is it black tie? Would you like him in a tux, or would you prefer him in his coat and tie?
He doesn't have to be in a tux.
Because if it's not a black tie affair, he's going to stick out in a tux.
He certainly doesn't have to be in a tux.
He's going to stick out even if he wears a waiter's costume.
I just don't want him sticking out wearing that famous T-shirt he wears.
No,
absolutely not.
He'll be appropriately dressed.
Will you be needing the photographer to wear a tie also?
It's not a black tie affair, but certainly a suit would be appropriate.
I think R.J. Diaz should wear a suit.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd be fine.
Yeah, good luck with that. That means he's going to have to go to Sears.
You could always rent it.
Yeah, go to JCPenney. Yeah, you know, you can actually rent a suit.
Really? Sure.
How about that? You can rent a suit.
Well, of course, there's thrift stores everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for thinking of us and inviting us. And, you know, just looking at the postmark on this thing. God damn, you sent this thing like a month ago. I'm sorry.
Sorry for the late response.
Okay, guys.
What with the anthrax and everything, they're not letting us open our mail, and I just got a stack of mail today.
Right.
And this was in it. So thank you very much for thinking of us.
You're welcome.
And glad to hear that it's worked out for you and Jennifer. I see the picture here of you two kids in the paper. Please don't be offended when I say, wow, she's hot. She's a POA.
Why, thank you.
She's quite a POA.
I tried calling her, letting her know that you guys called me, but of course she's busy.
She's busy. Well, get used to that.
Yeah.
You make a beautiful couple.
You do.
Thank you.
Have you had premarital sex? Of course.
Let's just say we're living together.
Ah, that answers that question.
All right, so you're tapping that. You're tapping that thing.
You know, just in case if our pastor is listening.
Oh, right.
Now, what are you wearing for your wedding? What are you wearing? I know the bride obviously will have a lovely gown.
Yes, I'll be wearing a tuxedo.
All right, very standard black tuxedo?
Pretty much. It's cut a little differently. It looks a little old-fashioned. It's not as trendy, as modern as they go, but it's nice.
All right, good.
Now, look at you. Her parents just must be loaded. Look at this thing that he sent us, the package that he sent us to the wedding. They had printed up directions on how to get to the church. Then they've got a nice printed up brochure about how to get to the country club in Jersey where the reception is.
You know, Rob, because I've learned to read these invitations over the years and because I always pay attention to things that appeal to me, I noticed on your invitation it said cocktail hour.
Yes.
Does that mean that after that hour is over that there will be no more open bar?
Absolutely not. This is a New York style wedding.
All right.
That means there will be booze flowing from the minute our guests arrive.
There you go.
To the minute that they leave.
There you know, that's the way you throw a wedding, man.
Yeah. Look at this. They've even recommended a hotel.
That's good. Correct.
The Embassy Suites there in Parsippany, New Jersey.
Way to go.
Where they've sent a card that gives you directions and everything.
You got it covered. You seem like you have your act together with this.
Yes, we're providing transportation back and forth to the hotel for those who might be indulging.
There you go.
So no one has to drive.
Good. How much is this wedding costing her parents?
Well, actually, our parents, both of our parents have given us gifts, and we're providing the rest.
Oh, that's nice. That's wonderful.
How many people are you inviting to the wedding, Rob?
Well, we originally invited about 245 people.
Wow.
We're expecting about 180 is going to be the final count.
Oh, my God. That's a huge wedding.
Right. Yeah, you're telling me.
You got a big Italian family?
Yes, I do.
Oh, fantastic. So
both in number and in size.
That's great.
So it'll be like the Olive Garden, right?
Yeah. No. It's quite a bit bigger than that. I'm glad you guys mentioned the invitations, because Jennifer picked those out.
They're very nice. Well, I didn't think you did. take a look at them, all girly and flowery and stuff.
They're lovely.
She does have excellent taste.
They're very nice. And listen, thanks for thinking of us. We're glad that you were able to propose on the show, and that you think enough of us to invite us. And please extend as much hospitality as you can to Dennis. Until such time as you get sick of him, then feel free to just tell him to leave.
And hey, Rob, I see the name Grimaldi. Do you have anybody in your family that could take care of Dennis?
Are you mobbed up?
Well, we usually don't like to comment on things like that.
That's a yes. Very good. All right.
Hi, Donna Mike. Yeah, there's our friend Tony Soprano. All right, well, Rob, congratulations. Big date in just 2 weeks. And Dennis will be there, and thanks for allowing him to come in our place.
Great, guys. And congratulations, and good luck with your time slot.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Great. Take care.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
You know, he sounds as good as he looks. He really seems like a nice kid.
Mm-hmm. That's Rob Grimaldi. Nice Italian boy from New York. And as someone with Italian blood flowing through me, mm-hmm. I'll tell you that I for one, find, I know a lot of people say, like, the Sopranos are insulting to Italians. I don't find that insulting. I find those goddamn Olive Garden commercials incredibly insulting, where you got this Goomba sitting and he goes, I want to tell you, when I was growing up, my mom would say to me, are you hungry? You could never leave without eating a plate of food. And then they go to the shot, and it's the whole Goomba family there at Olive Garden, you know, with the never-ending bowl of pasta.
And all the breadsticks you can eat.
That's right. What they do is they take a great culture of 4,000 years and simplify it down to free salad.
Right. And, it's always Italian guys.
Right.
My mom, when I was growing up, oh, she made, and they always do this thing that I've never seen a real Italian guy do.
They take the hand with the three fingers.
The hand, or they do this, the mwah. Like mwah. Oh, when you're here, your family, please.
These are the best frozen breadsticks I've ever eaten in my life.
Jesus, is Olive Garden an advertiser?
No.
Okay, good. No. Well, yeah, probably not anymore.
Not a chance they ever will be, though.
Well, no, it's the advertising campaign.
That's
that
right.
That I'm
well,
not
the breadsticks, too. The free breadsticks, all you can eat. I mean, it's like, and they, you know, whenever they have the bottomless pasta bowl, you know, they give you all the stuff that's like the flour-based stuff. Stuff doesn't cost them a lot of money. It's going to fill you up, you know. All the breadsticks you can eat. It's like, oh, I don't want the steak now.
And I don't know, because I've never been lucky enough to be there for the bottomless bowl of pasta.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're there at the Olive Garden for the bottomless bowl of pasta,
right.
Do they get pissed? If, like, you order, like, if they bring you some and you say, I'd like more, and then they bring you that and you say, I'd like more, because I know I've been to places.
Or where they have an attitude if you're, like,
with groups of people, especially, like, if you go to Ocean City where they've got all the big signs, you know, and they don't, no more do they say, all you can eat. Now it says, all you care to eat.
All you care to eat, that's the new variation on it?
All you care to eat, and I've been there.
Really turning a restaurant into a trough.
I've been to these places, like, with my kid and his friends, mm-hmm. where they will go in and seriously,
right.
The goal is to see how many plates of ribs you can eat,
right.
Because it's like $7.99.
All you care to eat,
and by the time the fifth plate gets there,
right.
You know the waitress is giving you the attitude,
mm-hmm.
you know, like another plate,
right.
And that's what's great about kids, especially teenagers,
right.
Because they got the attitude. They don't care.
Yeah, go you ahead, know, bring it on.
They don't care if the waitress is running them an attitude. Mm-hmm. They say, bring it on.
Yeah, they do get, I think, a little tooed when you probably get into your sixth plate or something.
Yeah,
like that,
I think,
you
know? So.
And I'd like some more, please.
I think so. Oh, and about kids, I got to tell you, we had a great parenting moment. I don't know if you guys listening have teenagers. You know, my kid is 16 and a half. He's going to be 17 next March. And he's somewhat independent. And he's a real good kid. And he has a job and he keeps his grades up. So we let him have a certain amount of freedom. And he wanted to do something this weekend that neither Frida nor I thought he should do.
Okay.
I don't want to say what it was, but he wanted to do something, and we didn't think that it was right. And, I mean, he came down on us. No, Mike, it wasn't intercourse.
Okay, just checking. You know, I was curious about that.
I mean, we have a close family. But
that's good, though, that you're doing that.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to sit down and say, hey, Mom, Dad, this weekend I'd really like to bone this hot sophomore.
Yeah, I don't think so, no. So he probably wouldn't bring that to you.
So he wants to do something, and it's something that we don't want him to do. We don't think it's safe. We didn't like the hours. We didn't like the location. We didn't think it was safe. And, I mean, it is like World War III in our house.
Wow.
Where he will not give this up, and he is saying to me, all my other friends can go. Every other friend that I know can go to this. You guys, why is it that you keep me on such a leash? Now, keep in mind, we give this kid pretty much carte blanche, like, last weekend, Friday night, he goes out on a date.
Mm-hmm.
We don't bust his balls about like being home at 11 o'clock.
No, that's good.
You know, I mean, he's got like a midnight curfew, but we let him stay out a couple minutes later. Saturday night, he wants to go to the movies with his friends again. You know, I always say just check in. We don't bust his balls. Mm-hmm. We give him a lot of freedom. So all Fried and I are getting from this kid is that, you know, you two, how can you two do this to me? You keep me on a short leash. I'm a good kid. All these other kids I know, they're bad kids. I'm a good kid, this is what I get for being a good kid. That you won't let me go. So Frida picks up the phone and she calls a couple of the moms of Bart's friends, and they say, of course, they say, well, no, we're not letting our kid go to this thing.
Yeah, that's smart. That's good parenting right there.
So we sit down with Bart and we go, tell us again, all of your friends are allowed to go to this? And he says, yes. And then I drop the hammer. I say, really? Well, Mom called. And I start going through all the friends that Frida called.
Oh, boy.
And said that Mom says that she talked to their mom, and they can't go either. That their parents don't want them to go either. They can't go either. So then he's totally defeated. And he's sitting there, and he's realizing now that he's lost it with us. I mean, he's lost this battle with us. And and then there's some conversation that comes up with my kid, you know, all these, he's getting stuff from colleges. I think a lot of juniors are getting stuff from colleges. And he's been going on some trips to go to see some colleges that would like him to go to the various schools. And Frida says something to him. Now, he's already pissed.
Right.
Because he's lost his argument. He's had his little Lord Fauntleroy temper tantrum. You know, like, well, all the other kids get to it. You got your mean parents and everybody else can. So we've already shot him down on this.
Right.
And Frida says to him something like Cornell or one of these schools says, look, they're having an open house. Maybe in a couple of weeks we'll take you up and we'll show you the college. And I said to him, yeah, you know what? As a matter of fact, Where is that school? Where's Cornell at?
Ithaca, New York.
Right. I said, oh, that would be so convenient for Mom and I, because we got the apartment in New York. Mm-hmm. We'd be able to be very close to you in college. Mm-hmm. And he flips out.
Sure.
He says, no, you're not serious. I said, oh, yeah, I'm serious as cancer. I mean, if you go to UPenn,
right,
Mom and I are going to move to Philadelphia. If you go to UCLA, Mom and I are going to move to Los Angeles. If you go to Stanford, Mom and I are going to move to the state of Washington. And he loses it.
Sure.
He gets pissed, mm-hmm, and he goes upstairs, and you know, we get the door slam upstairs, right?
Right, right.
So I'm sitting at the kitchen table with my wife, and I go, do you think he really thinks we mean it? And she says, oh, yeah, he believes it.
That you'll follow him around.
Yeah.
How frightening. How frightening for a kid going to college.
Yeah. So she goes upstairs, you know, because in these situations, she goes up and mediates, because I've just been the hard ass. We love doing the good cop, bad cop thing with the kid.
Right.
But I've just been the hard ass because she called the other mothers to find out that they didn't want the kids to,
right,
do this thing. But I was the one to deliver the news to say, you cannot go, and the other parents, and, you know, we're not bad parents, and how dare you say this to us, blah, blah, blah. So then we go through this whole thing, and he goes up and he slams the door, and she goes up and she comes down, and I say, he knows I'm just busting his balls, right? And she goes, oh, no. He's serious. He thinks wherever he goes to college,
you're going to follow him.
That we are going to sell our house and like move on campus to be with them.
Hi, son.
So this is still ongoing.
Yeah.
Even today. I mean, now this thing thing with the.
He's probably so terrified of it that he makes it real. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, just even he doesn't like you kidding about that at all.
No, he doesn't.
Because the reality is just far too horrific.
No, he doesn't.
For him to deal with.
Because this morning we were sitting around. We're having breakfast together, and I was stressing about the ratings, you know, like I always do. And thank you, everybody, again here in D.C. for the great ratings. You know, we've started already to shove it up the naysayers' butts.
Amen. Good.
That our audience will follow us to this new slot. We thank you very much for your support. And we were going through all of this, and Frida brought up the fact that, you know, we've been signed to go on the Infinity Station in Philadelphia, WYSP, they just don't know when they're going to put our show on.
Exactly.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, how ridiculous is this? Mike and I are being paid an obscene amount of money.
Right.
We're being paid a large salary, and right now we're being paid to not be on.
But I'm sure it's going to work out well there. You know, it would only be other stations where certain individuals would be uptight. And, you know, wouldn't want other syndicated programs on because they feel threatened.
I don't know what's going on in Philly. I mean, I really don't. We got a signed contract. It's a pay or play.
It gets clearer, though, don't you agree? I mean, I don't want to talk about it. I don't think it's appropriate. But doesn't it become clearer to us why we're not on in Philly? I mean, yet.
What, do you think it's Tim?
Yes, I do. Of course I do.
The program director of WYSP?
Yes, and triple yes.
Yeah. So anyway, because, you know, Ken signed off on this.
Right.
I mean, when we did our renegotiation, our contract says on September 20th, you start on WYSP.
Mm-hmm.
And our agent put in there that, you know, just in case you're not on by September 20th, well, you're going to be paid this ridiculous amount of money, the salary that we were going to get for going on this station. And now it's been, about a month and, you know, we're still not on the station. We're getting paid, but we're not on the station.
Not happening.
So Frida mentions to me this morning with the ratings, you know, we're talking about this, and we're going through the whole thing. She says, well, you know, the ratings in New York were up a little bit. I'm sure your numbers here are going to be good. And she says, when are you going to go on in Philly? And I said, I don't know. I said, but I guarantee we'll be on in Philadelphia by the time Bart goes to college at UPenn, and then we can move to Philadelphia. And he, again, I mean, totally overreacts.
You can tell him if he went to school in Cornell, though, it would be very difficult for you to live in New York City and be close to him. Because Ithaca, New York is hell out there. I shouldn't say that.
He just knows New York.
He just knows New York. Okay.
New York.
So he hasn't put it in that upstate western part of New York.
No, he's not noodled that through. He just thinks...
Where they get big snow up there in Ithaca.
No, when we say New York, we purposely are not telling him. I mean, he thinks it's like, you know, we live down off 67th Street. He thinks, as far as he knows, Cornell's like on 69th Street.
Don, I toured hundreds of colleges that rejected me, you know, when I was getting ready to go to college. And believe me, I know where all these places are because I left them all with my tail between my legs, feeling very bad about myself. Well, actually, I wouldn't feel bad about myself until a couple of weeks later when I'd get the thin letter. I got more thin letters than any human being could get. Hey, there's another thin letter. You know, it's the thick letter, you know, it's filled with all the stuff because they want. The thin letter is just a page. You're gone.
Yeah,
loser.
F you.
Right.
F you.
Dear sir or madam.
Yeah, you know.
Got a couple of my form loads.
Is that what say?
When
it wouldn't even have your name on it?
I tried to get it. I'll give them to you. I tried to get it at Boston University. These are all schools of communication, okay? Mm-hmm. Now, what they would tell me to make me feel better was that on a regular liberal arts program, just a generic going to school, I could have gotten in. But I tried to get into Boston University School of Communication, Syracuse, Ithaca College, which is you know, great school of communications. Those were the big three.
Those
that
top tier school
that I got the rejection letters for, and it would be just the traditional thing. The one that killed me, of course, was Boston University because I wanted to go to school in Boston,
right?
And that's the one I got the letter.
Thin letter.
And I realized, and it looked in the mailbox like it was a thicker letter, and then as soon as I put my hand on it, it just went down to one, you know, one
air and
one page. Dear Mike, I think I did get a Mike.
Did you?
Yeah.
Might as well have been filled with anthrax, right?
I can tell you, and anybody that's gotten rejection letters from college, dear Mike, thank you for your interest.
Right.
And as soon as you read that, you know, I mean, and I got
thrown
to
away.
I got to a point where the tears would be flowing at thank you for your interest.
You got away.
But yet you got a thick letter from AU.
A big thick letter.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, man. I got a trunk from AU.
It's a good book.
Come to us.
Right.
Please.
So that's my kid's big fear. I mean, once he got past the fact that that Fried and I are apparently the meanest parents on the planet,
yes.
now he's got it ingrained in his mind that wherever he goes to college, we're going to move there, and we're doing nothing to make him think that we're not doing that.
Didn't you do the standard good parenting technique, though, is to be in contact with other parents? That's extremely important.
Smart.
That's why you were able to win that war.
You got a network. Mm-hmm. You got to come back with really, all your friends get to go to this? Really?
Yeah. Right.
Well, what about Buzz? Right. Oh, yeah, Buzz. Oh, really? Well, Mom called Buzz's mom. Mm-hmm. And Buzz can't go.
Yeah. Always know the parents of the kids that your kid is hanging out with.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
How you doing, Don? Are you going to be like Rodney and back to school? You're going to have everybody doing your homework for you and everything?
Yeah.
Mike does the math. Lisa does the English.
God, don't have me do the math. That's
no,
for
listen,
sure.
Listen, no. I'm going to be like Rodney in that I hope that, you know, I will have a Pauly from the Rocky movies driving me in my limo from Donnie's big and fat shop
up to Thornton Mellon
up to Seabart in college, but there's no way I'm going back to college. I never went. Hell, I never went.
Well, that was like Rodney in the movie.
Right, that's what I mean. I'm not going.
Hey, come on, Rodney.
Yeah.
You have to buy half the college so they just fudge your SATs.
Yeah. That's a great movie. Call me when you have no class.
Dean Martin.
You know, I said that to Lisa the other day because Lisa's taking some kind of extra credit class at college or something. And I said, what are you, you know, you're going to be around tonight? We had something to talk about. Oh, well, Monday Night Football, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And she said, no, I've got class tonight. And I said, well, call me when you have no class. And she looked at me just glazed.
Yeah.
I said, call me when you have no class.
Uh-huh.
And
that movie's about 20 years old.
Yeah, she goes,
that's when you know you're old.
She goes, yeah. And I said, back to school, Rodney Dangerfield. Call me when you have no class. Marine biology?
Yeah, you might as well say It's a Wonderful Life.
Yeah, right. She's looking at me like, what, old man? Excuse me? All right, thank you, my friend.
Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, hi. Who's this, Alex?
How's it going? I got a plot idea for your Dennis Murphy home video. It's called Dennis Goes Bowling. And Dennis shows up at the bowling alley one night to be a guest player on the gutter balls.
Yeah.
Playing an opposing girl team. And, you know, Dennis throws a wild gutter ball, skips over five lanes, and catches the eye of some cute bowler/baller. And steals him away and takes him out to a Suburban that's conveniently parked in the parking lot, and Dennis Murphy gets nasty.
Okay, listen, I appreciate it, but I think we're going to stick with, you know, the pizza guy, the cable guy, and Santa Claus.
Your slow down, my glandularly active friend.
Hey, if he does well in his first movie, he may get a contract, which could lead to sequels.
All right, see you later.
Thanks.
I still like his title, and this is a real porno, and I crack up, you know, because I like it when they do, like, the takeoffs, like Shaving Ryan's Private.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
One of the best, funniest ones is Glad He Ate Her, which is a takeoff on Gladiator.
Yeah, Glad He Ate Her.
There's a guy like who looks kind of like Russell Crowe, and he has all of the metal stuff, all of the
right,
armor.
The armor on, right.
And all he does is perform oral on all these girls who are dressed like Cleopatra.
Glad He Ate Her.
Glad He Ate Her. And that Gladiator, that's one, whenever that's on, I never changed the channel.
Wow.
That's one of those movies that HBO or Skinamax...
I get... My wife actually gives me a hard time about it.
That they get in a rotation. Normally, HBO runs crappy movies all the time, but every once in a while, they get something like Gladiator, and they run it like 100 times a week.
And, I mean, there are very few spots in the movie that aren't worth watching.
No, and I'll watch the whole thing. I'll watch it on HBO, and then I'll watch it again on HBO West.
Another one that I'm watching now, the two that I watch now are the Gladiator and Contender. The Contender.
Yeah,
I
me
that.
Too.
Because Gary Oldman and Jeff Bridges are so good. And it grosses my wife out. You want to do something, I don't know if your wife feels the same way. In the movie The Contender, when they have the scenes where they're eating, turn up the volume as loud as you can. My wife cannot stand it because Gary Oldman makes so many noises when he eats. But you can see when they're on the ship, when on that little presidential yacht at the end of the movie.
Oh, Jeff Bridges is eating cookies with Gary Oldman?
When he's eating cookies and Gary Oldman's cutting into his steak again, and then he's drinking his water, and there are all these clicks and grunts. It's a lot of fun.
And the thing that pisses my wife off is she'll come in and she'll say, why are you watching Gladiator? I say, because it's a great movie. She says, you've got the DVD right there. You can watch it anytime you want to watch it.
It's not the same.
And she goes to the Gladiator box, It's unopened. I've never even broken the seal on my Gladiator DVD.
Wow. Yeah, but it's different, though. I mean, that's getting up, unsealing it, putting in the machine.
Right.
You know, using another remote.
Hello, Ralph in New Jersey.
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, Ralph.
Got a quick question to ask you.
Yeah.
You guys going to do a showing up in New York, New Jersey for Dennis's show?
You got it.
All right.
Absolutely.
I think it'll be easier to find a theater in Manhattan.
We won't forget you.
All right, so I'll be just waiting for you guys then.
All right, yeah, it's being made this weekend. We'll let you know. Thank you.
Good luck, guys.
Oh, got a break?
Yeah.
Got it. We got a break, right? We're running late?
Yes,
okay,
late.
We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I can't believe you're a professional golfer. I think you should be working at the snack bar.
You better relax, Bob.
There is no way that you could have been as bad at hockey as you are at golf.
All right, let's go.
Oh! You like that, old man? You want a piece of me?
I don't want a piece of you. I want the whole thing.
Oh!
Oh!
The price is wrong, bitch.
Oh! Oh! Oh!
I think you've had enough. No? Now you've had enough.
Oh.
Bitch. Hi, this is Bob Barker from The Price is Right, and I never listen to the Don and Mike show.
Thank you, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
They still hate book.
Right.
Don and Mike.
A couple of sports notes here. Shocker. Here in D.C., the headline in the Washington Post now is that Marty Schottenheimer is going to be fired as coach of the Redskins.
Yeah, I mean, it didn't take long. Well, it took five losses is what it took.
Gentleman Dan Snyder.
Did you see the sign? I think it was in the stadium. It said, help, we've been shot. S-C-H-O-O-T-T.
Also, I don't know. Maybe someone from the tri-state area can tell me what the dumb bet is between Mayor Giuliani and the mayor of Seattle. But
really? They've got a big one going?
Well, don't they always? Like, when it gets to the divisional playoffs, don't they like...
Yeah. I think it's the head of Lou Piniella or Joe Torre will be delivered on a silver platter. No, I don't know.
Well, whoever knows what that is, I'd be curious to find out.
I'm glad it's Seattle and New York. You got the two best teams. As you know, that's what most people think. I've ended up in the ALCS. I think it's terrific.
All right, and I don't want to piss off the good people of Seattle who are now getting the show every day live on The Buzz, but I got news for you. It ain't going to happen. It ain't going to happen.
There's something magical with that team.
Yeah. New York.
Something magical about those Yankees. You know how I know this?
How?
I've been victimized by them for years.
But you know what sucks about this is that this is going to be like the World Series.
Yes, because, absolutely. Yeah, because the World Series will be a complete come down.
Who wants to see Arizona? First off, what the hell is an Arizona Diamondback? I don't know. And
it's a rattler. It's a dangerous rattler. It can reach up and grab you, bite you right in the genitals, mate.
And the Atlanta Braves.
Boring.
You know, God bless them. They make it to the World Series just about every freaking year.
Yep. Boring.
But they suck my D.
I mean, they are so dull.
They're the worst.
You're absolutely right. This is going to be the World Series. It's going to be a letdown. And I hope it's the series that everybody expects it to be.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Oh, wrong number.
Pardon me?
Right.
Oh. No. No, that's not true. No. Liar! That wasn't a wrong number.
No.
Hello? Oh, Mr.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Coming out to scout out the competition tonight.
Oh, no.
Did Lisa tell you I left a message?
No. Are you drunk?
Huh?
Are you drunk?
Nah, not yet.
So you're coming out to the Don and Mike Gutterballs bowling game?
Yeah, I told her that the Bruja crew, we trying to get a match also against me and Grady and Fifth Allen. We're going to take y'all out.
Oh, I like that. The Bruja crew.
Yeah.
You and Grady smoke? Yeah.
Yeah. Right,
bring
right,
it on.
Right.
Rob, would you be able to bowl in that game?
I don't know. Where?
Yeah, Rob wants to know where.
Concerned.
We can do it on your side of town, Rob. Don't worry about it.
Rob, it'll be at the Fairfax Lane.
You don't want to come to PG County, man? Bowl American PG?
Well, it's logistics primarily, Mr. Ford.
We'll go to PG. All right, well, listen, we'll see you there tonight, Mr. Forty.
All right.
By Mr. 40 coming out to the Don and Mike Gutterballs match.
Joe came in a minute ago and said, I'll be drinking some pitchers with 40.
Oh, God. Joe Ardinger and Mr. 40 together.
They'll be having a good time.
For the first time. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, is Marty Schottenheimer, is he the coach of the Gutterballs?
Hey,
hey, we're only 0-1.
Yeah, that's right. Come on. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, I just wanted to wish them good luck for tonight. I bowled them last week.
Oh, listen, it's us. Who is this?
It's Paul.
Hey, hi, Paul.
How you doing?
It's Paul. Paul, you guys kicked our ass last week. This week we're bowling an all-girls team.
Oh, you guys better win.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't think we have a chance.
Unless all the girls on this team bowl like the girls on Paul's team bowled last week.
Who's going to be anchoring tonight, you or Rob?
I believe you're looking at the anchor.
Yeah. All right,
we're
Rob.
We're
going
to go by averages. We're going to go by averages so that the lineup will change each and every week. And I've actually spoken to a former pro bowler about how we'll work the handicap tonight. So we'll actually have a shot.
Really? You guys need
I don't want to give up points.
Neither do I.
I don't want to give up points.
But Bob, if we're going to be bowling competitively.
Not in the first game, though.
I think really? You don't want to go by averages?
We should only average it out. Like, they should give us points if we really suck in the second game.
Well, we can do it. We should get 80% of the pins that the difference of our
average. Listen to him.
I think we should go out, and what we should do is try to find teams that we can beat.
Yeah. Listen, we should
straight up.
We should just go and just bowl and see what happens.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this when you were telling me in the office. This is Big Daddy told you this?
Well, this is how it works in leagues. And he said that because we have such low averages, we shouldn't get a huge handicap percentage-wise.
But it's something 80%. To shoot for.
Right. Well, we can try. And it's something we can always do in the future as well.
Listen, Rob, let's just go bowl them tonight.
All right.
Let's just bowl them. Let's see what happens.
Well, kick their asses.
We shall.
Gonna happen.
And, Paul, hold on. What is this I'm seeing? You're sending...
I'm sending you guys a video. We had a videotape of it.
Oh, no.
A videotape of us bowling against you guys in Queens?
of the debut. And,
God. Oh, boy.
This is something to watch.
Hey, did everybody have their bowling shirts laundered?
Yes.
Are all your shirts? You didn't?
You know what the
Laura washed
was?
Mine in cold water.
Oh, so it wouldn't shrink?
Yeah. I'm wondering how many people realize that it wasn't two bowling balls on your back and two testicles.
I don't think the testicles are really... I was thinking about that as I was going down the elevator in the hotel I was staying at, and there were, like, ladies in back of me, and I'm wondering, are they looking at the... You think they can identify those as testicles?
As nads?
I don't think the hair was done in such a way as to...
It's subtle.
You know, it's very subtle.
They're like cartoon nads.
Yeah, and they've got little cartoon hairs. They're like lovable. The hairs you'd see on a shaving commercial.
They're like Fred Flintstone or Barney Rubble testicles.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, send us the tape. We'd love to see it.
We will, and Pop sends his love.
Why are we bowling so late tonight? What is the reason for the late start?
Don't know.
Where's the time?
Gone. I don't know. Nothing to do with that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Adam.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Oh, here's Adam in Seattle. Do you know what the stupid bet is with the mayors?
Our mayor bet a silver salmon, a case of Washington apples, and a bottle of local wine. I'm not sure what Giuliani's bet.
Well, Giuliani makes New York, you got so much.
Yeah, I hate this when the mayors do this. I really do.
I have a couple of local radio shows that are doing it as well, you know, competing with some of the locals in New York.
Hey, oh, yeah, that's right. Hey, everybody, listen. Okay, how you doing? This is Tommy. I'm here with TJ on the Breakfast Flakes show. We're going to be calling JoJo and Johnny from New York. And here's the crazy bet that we're making with you guys.
Here's the deal. I swim in the river, in your river, and you swim in my river. That's your deal.
Woo! Crazy radio.
It's great to have you guys back, man.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening in Seattle.
All right, bye.
Glad to be on the Buzz 100.7 FM. Hi, Lisa.
Hey, guys. I just spoke to Gene of the Ball Busters, who we will be bowling tonight at 9:30. She said the reason for the late start is the 6:30 leagues.
Leagues.
League night. Wednesday.
Well, that's good because the last time we bowled at 7:30, we pissed off all the leagues. Yeah. Remember that?
Well, we got that in the newsletter yesterday.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They were mad about that.
So this, you know what this would tell me? That after we're done, the leagues are going to hang out.
And watch.
And watch us.
Hello, Eric.
Yes.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate you guys on the new book and let you know I'm representative of that new audience of yours. And I'll tell you what converted me was Elvis Death Day.
Elvis Death Day.
I got to say, previously, you know, I wasn't a Don and Mike fan, but like you said, it takes about 365 days of listening. But next week, can we do Elvis Death Week? That's the funniest TV radio I've ever heard.
We do Elvis twice a year. We do it on his birthday and on his death day. And I like the fact that you caught on with our slogan, because there are some radio shows that come on and they say, you give us a week.
Right.
Some say give us 2 weeks, give us a month. No, I'm telling you, if you're a new listener to this show in one of these new markets, give us a year, please.
Yeah.
Listen for a year to decide if you like us or not.
I honed it and refined it, Don. The Don and Mike Show. Give us a year. We'll give you a week or two of pleasure.
Hello. Don and Mike show. Give us a year, we'll give you, what, 10 good shows?
It's a good deal.
In a year, we got 10 kick-ass sure. shows.
Yeah. Yep, 10 shows a year.
The rest of them, mm-hmm. where'd they go? Don't know.
Where are they?
John. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yes, hello. Hello.
Oh, this is the legitimate today is the day after Tuesday.
Is this really?
Illegitimate. I'm illegitimate, but legitimate. Hello. Hi, Mike.
Yeah,
okay,
what do you want?
Yes. Oh, hello.
Don't you want?
Today is the day after Tuesday. Ah!
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Wow. Yeah, there's yeah. a powdered envelope in his future.
Hello.
I was just going to tell you all that it took me a year to get in the all, but it's worth it.
You, would you say that we give you at least 10 good shows a year?
I don't know about 10.
You think in a year we do what? 5 good shows?
There was a funny show that Elvis won.
All right, so I think everybody's agreed the only good show that we do a year is the Elvis show.
Well,
but
no,
we do 2 Elvis shows a year.
Your water thing was funny. I'm sorry I had to go and tell you all about the salt, but, you know, the water contest was funny.
All right, so what? Out of 365, what do you think? 3 good shows a year?
Hey, that's more than enough.
Very right. good.
Thank you, my friend.
I'm glad we can help.
You satisfied.
No problem.
Appreciate that. Thanks for the vote of confidence.
That's wonderful.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, you fat bastards.
Hey, what's up, you son of a bitch?
You too. I'm so pissed off at you guys. I gotta listen to this garbage every late afternoons. You guys are killing me. Oh. You gotta come back.
Come on, listen. We're in our time slot now. This is where we're gonna be. This is where we're gonna live. And you are proof that our audience is following us, as we found out today in the ratings.
So but you're on. Killing me. You're Stop. Killing me. I got to listen to WMAL at late at night now.
Stop your bitching.
Quit your useless whining.
This is where we live now. This is our new neighborhood. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. What's going on?
Hi.
I just want to tell you guys that the 10 shows you give me a pleasure are fine with me, because the rest of the time I'm J-O-ing pleasure to myself.
Oh, so. Good for you.
Thank you, sir.
He's worked out a plan. Thank you very much.
Isn't that wonderful? 355 days a year, he's choking the chicken.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, how you doing? This is Pete.
Hey, hi, Pete.
Hi. How you doing? I have what Rudy's putting up.
Oh, Rudy Giuliani, what is he betting?
Okay, he's betting a weekend in New York, dinner at Tribeca Grill, theater tickets, H&H bagels, smoked salmon, Nathan's hot dogs, and a case of Bronx-made Stella Dora cookies.
is that the real bet?
Yeah, yeah, it's right in the post.
Damn,
and if the Yanks win, he gets fresh king salmon, Washington apples, a magnum of Seattle wine, dinner, and a weekend in the room where the Beatles stayed.
Oh, see, New York kicks ass with what they're offering, though.
That's right.
But that whole bet thing is so friggin' stupid. All right, thank you.
All right, take care, guys.
Appreciate it. Thanks for the information. I guess it was right there in the newspaper. Could have had it if we just read the newspaper.
No. Yeah, and the mayoral bets are quite the tradition.
Hello, Bob.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Bob.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Mike wanted to look. He was looking to face a team heads up with no handicap.
Right on.
We've got teams down here and. On Saturday morning, 8 and under, 10 and under.
All right.
Perfect. Now we found
okay,
our match.
Yeah. Smart guy.
Let's pull against 8-year-old kids.
Well, we'd beat them.
Yeah, we'd kill them.
I'd love to do it.
Let's do it. So would I.
Can we have the inflatable gutters?
Why don't we seriously schedule a game against kids?
That's a wonderful idea.
Let's do that.
Like after school someday.
Serious as cancer.
Uh-huh. Yeah, terrific.
Let's do it.
We'll play some kids.
We'll kill them. Yeah. We will kill them.
8 and under.
Yeah. Yeah.
10 and under, Rob?
Yeah. No. No, I like 8 and under.
8 and under.
8 and under. Yeah. Hello, Bean.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hey, Bean.
Mr. Bean, hi.
How's Kevin doing?
Right.
What can we do for you?
Well, I'm loving the fact you guys are on afternoons now. I just got laid off about a week and a half from one of the dot-comers, and I refuse to find work.
Because you're listening to this show?
Every day.
Very Beautiful. Good.
Thank That's you, my man. Friend.
That's the way.
Terrific. Thank you. We appreciate that. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
How's it going?
Okay.
Just want to let you guys know that your voices are so sexy on the phone.
Oh, come on.
Get Especially Rob's.
Get out of here. Would you please? Rob, did you get the Frankenstein tapes?
Yeah.
Oh, right here they are. I see them right here. Okay, yeah. We're going to call the sex line here in a second. And just have Frankenstein talk to the phone sex.
That'll be fantastic.
Good. Good.
We got a very limited capability for Frankenstein. Frankenstein says friend, bad, good.
Good.
Good. Arg. And then we got this one that where he says,
this is good smoke.
And then when Frank...
Now, that's not Frankenstein, though. That's the guy with the white beard.
But it's from the movie.
Right.
And then when Frankenstein gets aroused, he gets...
Wood.
He gets wood.
Wood.
What is this one here? What's this tape here?
It understands this time. It's wonderful.
Frankenstein, where is it? Where is it?
What? That's in the laboratory.
Right.
That's when he's coming to life.
Yeah.
Get away with that torch.
You hear a lot of stomping around.
Yeah, we'll just cue it up to the part where he's stomping around. It's not like he's Jay Owen. Yeah, just cue it up to that part, Rob. Right. Cue it up where he gets mad. All right, we'll do that in a second. We'll call the...
Frankenstein.
The sex line. You know, today's the day we got to come out of the closet on this guy in USA Today.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the day that we've got to start commenting on this column, The Final Word by Craig Wilson.
Yes, absolutely. It's been a running joke here for quite some time.
This guy. Okay, now he's a homo.
We don't know that for sure.
Oh, yes, we do. He writes about his partner, Jack. Yeah,
he's indicated that, I think, publicly.
Really? He's come out publicly?
Yeah, in his column.
This guy's a homo, and he writes stuff in USA Today. Every Wednesday, he writes a column called The Final Word by Craig Wilson. And a lot of times up in the office, we read it and we goof on it, you know, because he writes about his mom and his partner, Jack, and everything. and then today... here's what the headline says. The world looks very different now, even to the dog. And his column reads, like most dogs, my dog Murphy can always sense when something's wrong. She doesn't like it when I cry, for instance.
Well, of course
it's
not.
Funny.
Funny!
Not that I cry that often.
But when I do, she immediately knows something's amiss and jumps up on the sofa with me as if to ask, is there anything I can do?
Oh, no. Peanut butter.
You know, yeah, right. Peanut butter. You know, there's something the dog can do. So listen to this. Listen to this guy's whole take. This is his column. Since September 11th. Like the dog realizes that the planes flew into the buildings. Since September 11th, she's wandered around the house like the rest of us have wandered through our lives. She knows things aren't quite right. Please, listen, I got dogs. I hijacked our planes and crashed into the World Trade Center.
Yes. Well, spooked by the helicopters that zoom over the house more regularly now, she barks from the window still to scare them off.
Even her sleeping patterns have changed. Should she sleep on her old blanket in the laundry room? Or the corduroy bed up in the back room? Or should she sleep at all? Lately, I found her standing in the middle of the room as if to ask, what do we do now?
And for some reason, she doesn't seem to lie in the sun on the living room floor as much as she used to. Maybe she thinks she's not permitted such a pleasure under present circumstances.
Please, please. Like a dog knows what's going on. It's so funny. The only thing she knows for sure these days is that she still hates the mailman, lying in wait for him every afternoon at the front door, just as she's done for the past decade.
I take some of the blame for her recent behavior. She senses that I'm a bit out of sorts. I bristle now at the sound of sirens off in the distance late at night, a sound that used to lull me to sleep.
Imagine that. Yeah, here you go, yeah. Oh, that's a soothing sound to me, Craig Wilson from USA Today. And on our morning walks, I've taken a new vigilance. I watch my surroundings more closely. Who is this shady character approaching me, I ask, when I see someone turning the corner towards us? Then I snap out of it, convincing myself it would be a sad terrorist indeed who would waste his rage on a 52-year-old man and his dog at 7 in the morning.
But even the laundry truck, which has been a fixture in our morning walks for years, has taken on a more ominous presence. Has it been hijacked, I wonder, despite the fact that the man who is perched at the steering wheel is exactly the same man who has been delivering my starched white shirts to the lawyers on 30th Street for years?
Riding the subway the other day for the first time since September 11th, I found myself watching my fellow passengers with a suspicious eye. What was the seemingly pleasant Hispanic woman across from me carrying in a big bag? I asked myself. Perhaps she'd just been grocery shopping, I replied. And walking to work last week, I saw a fire truck sitting at the entrance to Key Bridge. There was no fire. Was there a bomb? Should I walk over? Should I not? Should I? I thought. And I did. My boss recently mentioned that perhaps it was not a good idea to eat any of the food sent to the newsroom. Almost daily treats that come our way from companies seeking favors. Over the years, we've munched on everything from blue corn chips to cakes in the shape of cowboy boots. We never suffered anything more than indigestion. No longer. Is this paranoia normal? As Watley said. Have we all gone mad? Yes and no. As Freud said, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar.
Woo!
And sometimes a neurotic dog is just a neurotic dog. You gotta know, we do this in the office.
Right.
Like every Wednesday, we read this dude's column in USA Today.
It's big fun.
And we read it just like that.
Right.
And we roll on the floor laughing.
Cowboy boots.
Cowboy boots.
In the shape of cowboy boots.
My dog Murphy doesn't like when I cry, for instance. Not that I cry often.
Blue corn chip.
Yum.
Hey, welcome to the USA Today. Look! Look, cakes in the shape of cowboy boots and blue corn chips.
Yum, 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 yum.
I used to sleep so well when I would hear the sirens outside my window at night, but now I'm just all upset and my dog doesn't know whether to sleep on her old blanket in the laundry room or her new corduroy bed in the back bedroom.
Town boy.
Console me. She jumps on the sofa with me as if to ask, is there anything I can do?
Yeah,
serve your master.
Yes, 1,000 times, yes.
Yeah, yes. Oh, Murphy.
Get the peanut butter.
Yes, Murphy. Funny. Funny.
There it is.
Funny. I don't know if you guys thought it was funny. We think it's funny every day.
You know, always a little something. Rob highlights it, actually.
Yeah. And we've never read it on the air, but we figure, what the F?
Super.
There he is, Craig Wilson. Love to get him on the show, incidentally.
You should be delightful.
Love to get him on the show to see what's happening.
Thank you.
Ask him if he knows Mr. Rudy Martsky, another great gay columnist at USA Today.
There you go. Oh, right. Mouth is a beard.
Okay, you got the Frankenstein tapes? Right. Oh, we got to do a break?
Yep.
And then Frankenstein will call the hot sex line, okay? We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
To the letters... F-O mean anything to you.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight, we're broadcasters. In our business, morals are one thing, but ratings are everything.
Right, right.
Ladies, come suck on their two remaining toes. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
I was just talking to somebody in the sales department telling me that some of the bastards at the other stations in town,
yes,
here in D.C.,
mm-hmm,
they're out on the street, you know, saying, oh, did you see Don and Mike's ratings? The big move to the midday slot? 3-9 to 3-7.
Right.
Look at that. Huh? See, we told you it wouldn't work.
Aha. Aren't they going to be in for a surprise?
Well, listen, all of you advertisers, don't buy this. I mean, we explained this early. I'm going to do it again for you very briefly, that it's a 3-month rolling average of ratings.
Yeah, you got to give us credit for the months that we've been working.
The month of July that we were not on, when the station was still broadcasting, what's his name?
Hi, Don and Mike.
Oh, no, not
we
him.
You, white trash.
Right, they were broadcasting him.
Right.
Not Tony Soprano, G. Gordon Liddy.
Mm-hmm.
It was a 2.5 rating.
Ah.
Then in August, when we took over the shift, it went up to a 3.7. And then in September, it went up to a 4.9.
There you go.
So you average those three numbers together, and that's how you get a 3.7 rating.
That's how it works.
And if we didn't have the dead weight of that goddamn July month with the right-wing stuff, And we would have been gangbusters.
Absolutely.
So thank you, everybody, for listening to the show and supporting the show. It's a great debut for us in this time slot.
Wonderful debut.
Men 18 plus, number one.
Excellent.
Men 25, 54, number one.
Very good.
Men 18, 49, number one.
And watch that number grow.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's what I tell everybody.
Got to grow like a fungi.
Like a weed.
Donovan, Buzz, weed, he mentioned weed.
Yes.
Tonight, Don and my Gutterballs are going to be bowling at an all-girls team, the Ballbusters, at Burke Bowl America.
Yeah, we're going to win, too.
It's on Guinea Road.
Yes, it is.
So we want all you guineas to come out tonight.
Please do.
Lots of guineas. Come see us tonight at Guinea Road, Burke Bowl America. That is in Burke, Virginia. We will be bowling at 9:30.
Bring your guinea pigs, too.
You can go to DonandMikeFans.com for absolute directions.
Excellent.
Next week on the show, listen to this. Guys and girls having sex with pumpkins.
Oh, how exciting is that?
On the show.
Very festive.
As we start our Halloween promotions, plus a big pumpkin pie eat-off.
Mm-hmm.
All of this, a way to give away money, $6,000, courtesy of Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS.
They're simply charming.
Go to simplywireless.com with a one-year Sprint PCS Advantage Agreement. You can get 350 anytime minutes and 2,150 night and weekend minutes.
Wow.
Simply Wireless. They're giving us the money to give away, and the first contest will be next week up in New York when guys and girls have sex with pumpkins.
Wow.
Real sex with real pumpkins. Now, the Frankenstein tapes that we've been playing during the Buzz newscast recently. Yeah, because, you know, basically, poor Buzz, all of the news that he brings us is this anthrax crap.
Yeah.
and the war crap.
Right.
So we've been playing these tapes from the Frankenstein movies where he goes either good. Or bad.
Mm-hmm. Bad.
And we're going to have some fun now. We're going to call the sex line.
We'll see how they respond to Frankenstein. He says other things, too. A few other things.
Yes,
he says would.
Mm-hmm.
He reacts angrily, going,
"Arr!" And then we've got the tape when he's going to split his demon seed. When he's going to burst his seed, we've got that tape.
See my long, firm, and shapely leg.
Work on the hot feet line.
Oh, feels so smooth. And
oh, here's another good one we have, too.
Friend. Excellent.
Freshly painted little toe. Oh, my body gets hot all over when you kiss my soft, sensuous feet.
Yeah.
And tickle my tiny toes with your tongue.
Yeah, we want to. Want to have sex with your feet because our ratings are so good.
Frankenstein wants to have sex with your feet.
With the high arches, rub you all over your heart. Uh-oh, you must be 18.
Rub all over my hot 4.9 share.
Love always like for only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute. And it's sponsored by Boulevard Entertainment.
Come on, honey.
For customer assistance, call 1-800-7.
Pipe down.
Yeah.
Just give us the phone horn.
You'll be charged a $4.99 access fee for this call. Please be aware that customer service time may be billed at the prevailing permanent rate, and calls may be monitored for quality purposes.
Right.
Please.
Whatever.
I think someone's really on the other line listening.
To be connected to women with sexy little feet and toes who are ready to get kinky with you,
right,
press 1.
Frankenstein coming up.
Remember, to get back to the main menu,
this could
you
be the best
star at any time.
Gotta tell there will be no communication.
I gotta say you're on
press
the air, though.
One for a live.
I just gotta do that you're on the air
back
thing.
To the main menu, you can press star at
that's right.
Any
we gotta remember
time.
That star if we get one we don't like. Starfish.
All right, here we go.
Hello.
Hello?
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air.
Hello?
Friend.
Hello?
Friend. No good.
I should try another girl, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
No she response. Was bright enough to even say hello. How do we get another girl here?
Did you press star?
Duh.
Oh, dumbass again.
No, I didn't call you dumbass.
I didn't see your hand.
Don and Mike show you're on the air.
Good. Good.
Is she going to respond? It's funny. It's funny.
She's not going to say anything to
him? Well, duh.
This is good, Smoke.
How do I get a new whore?
Star. Press star.
Okay, dumbass. See, I'm president, Mike. Ain't nothing happening, though.
You know, Frankenstein.
Hello?
This is good, Smoke.
Now, how come she's not responding to this?
Can she hear it?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Let me see. Hello? See, I just keyed the mic.
What's the matter with Frankenstein? He's not going through.
Hello? Are you stupid? Phone sex ho.
Let's see. We might have to bring... Frankenstein might have to have an assistant.
I've got him ready.
Okay.
Eat my bung, dickweed.
Now we don't seem to be getting anyone.
So I'm going to have to call back.
We're still getting charged, though. You better believe that's happening.
Hi, sexy. The big arches on my tiny little feet.
I got the board set up right,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it is.
Correct?
I checked it. Yeah.
She just was not responding to Frank.
Let's find out.
Sometimes they don't.
Frank and Star.
Oh, see my mom.
Oh, you got to sit through all of this again?
Yes. Why don't you hit one?
You know, they feel so smooth.
Because you got to wait to get through to the beep. The original, okay. You got to go past this crap.
Beep. Especially painted little
see?
Toes.
Dumbass. Oh, that's friendly fire.
I understand. I understand.
Don't you want to call me D.A.?
Duh. D.A. Thanks, D.A.
Come on, little
well, I'm hitting the star button like a maniac.
I think it's because of the muffled nature of the audio from the original movie.
Uh-oh, you must be 18 for these hot feet.
Oh.
You get a lot more for only $2.49 to $3.99 per minute.
I got all this set up the right way here?
For customer
okay, all right.
Assistance,
maybe you turned it up a little bit, D.A.
771249.
I got to turn up all the way. B.D.A.
You'll be charged a $4.99. One moment, please.
That's a big dumbass.
To be connected to women with sexy little feet and toes who are ready to get... Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star.
Star at any time. Gotcha. Yes, Robbie.
So next time hit star and then one, because star is just getting into the menu.
Press one for live triple.
Maybe.
Remember, to get back to the main menu, you can press star at any time.
All right, come on.
D.A. whore. T.D.A.
Tedious?
Turbo.
Oh.
Turbo dumb whore.
Hello?
Don and Mike show, you're on the air. Hello?
How are you, baby? My name's Holly.
Friend.
What? Hello? What's up?
No good.
Smoke. Well, I just got off work. I'm a
friend.
Yeah? What do you look like?
Oh, good. Good.
Good?
Good. Good.
Oh, you sound good. You sound like you're probably doing something really... I don't know. What are you doing?
Good.
You know what? I have really cute feet. I really like the sound of that. You know, I have...
Good.
Good? Yeah.
Good.
You're so silly.
Friend.
I like your voice. That's pretty cool.
Bad.
Yeah, it is, really.
Bad.
I like it.
Bad.
Me?
No good.
No good? What's not good?
No good.
What's no good?
This is good, Smoke.
Smoke? What do you mean?
Good, good.
Sounds like
friend.
Jay or something.
Friend.
Bet you like BJs, don't you? What does that mean? Does that mean you do or you don't?
Good.
Oh, you really like that, huh?
Good.
Well, I'm really juicy right now.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Good. Good.
Gosh, you are so awesome. I really like you. I think I could have a lot of fun with you, don't you?
No good.
No good? You don't think so?
Bad.
Oh, you would. I think you're just...
Good. Good.
She's a winner.
I think you're just being bashful, though.
Good.
Yeah, you are.
Good.
Hey, guess what I did the other night? I had sex with my girlfriend for the first time. It was pretty awesome. Sounds to me like you've probably had a threesome before, huh?
Good. Good.
Yeah, you liked that, didn't you?
Good.
You know what? I bet you anything, my girlfriend, she's probably going to get really jealous when I told her I was talking to you after I told her.
Good. Good.
Gosh, I just love your voice. It's so awesome.
Friend.
Friend.
How do you...
Friend.
Can you teach me? Hey, you know what? You never did tell me what your name was.
Grand.
Grand?
No, doubly for GQ.
What is that? What did you say?
Oh, come on. We got to put these on faster cards.
Hello?
Grand.
Brad?
Grand.
Brad?
Grand.
Boy, I don't know. I guess
he's going to get frustrated now. He's going to get mad now.
Or something.
Grand.
Period. What are you
doing?
Hey, Brad, or whatever your name is. What are you doing to make you sound like that?
Good. Good.
Good smoke.
Oh, well. I bet you anything you have probably a really hot girl right there right now giving you a really good BJ, right?
No good.
No? Well, that bites.
This is good smoke.
What smoke? You keep saying that, but you...
Good. Good.
I don't get it. You're weird.
Friend.
You sound like a lot of fun anyway, though.
Good. Good.
Do you like me?
Good.
Boy, you're so awesome. Hey.
Good.
Want to tell me what you look like? If you tell me what you look like, I'll tell you what I look like.
Good. Good.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what I look like anyway.
There you go.
Tell me if
she's
you like
a trooper.
There
you
go. I'm really cute. I've got, like, really long, like, hair. It's sort of like a blondish, like, brown color, you know?
Like?
And I'm really pretty green eyes with long, dark eyelashes. Mm. And you know,
no good.
No good? You don't like green eyes?
No good.
Well, gee, I'm hurt now. Well, maybe it doesn't sound good to you over the phone, but believe me, if you saw me in person, you'd probably think I was really awesome.
Bad.
Gee whiz. You really know how to hurt a woman's pride, huh?
Gee whiz.
That hurts my feelings.
Friend.
Well, doesn't sound like you really care much.
Good. Good.
He's happy about that.
Now you're being kind of mean.
No good.
No good? Yeah, don't be mean. That's not cool. What is going on?
Good.
I don't know.
Big, too. He's probably like about 8 inches.
Oh, dear.
How big are you?
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Good.
None of this is making it in the air.
Are you about, like, let's see. Are you bigger than 8 inches? Yeah?
Yeah.
Is that a yes or a no? I guess that's a yes, huh? Is it real?
I think you edited her, which is good.
I like them when they're real thick. And you know, I meant it when I said that I was really good with my mouth.
Good, good.
If I was there right now, wouldn't you like me to give you a really nice BJ?
Good.
Hey, you know what my worst?
Bad.
Don't like doggy style?
No good.
Who's in the Vaz doesn't
like? Okay,
play.
Let's see. How about you like missionary position?
Good, good.
Yeah, that one's pretty good, too. Of course, the guy's got to know what to do with the ding-a-ling, you know.
Good.
Yeah, you sound like you probably do. You know what? I really do think I could have a lot of fun with you. You know, I'm kind of hurt that you didn't tell me what you look like, though.
Bad.
You don't want to? Well, that's okay.
Bad.
Well, I told you what I look like. That's the important thing, right?
Friend.
Right?
Friend.
Hey, so are you off work today?
Friend.
You got a girlfriend?
Good.
Hey, let me ask you something. When was the last time you had really, really good sex? Today? Right now. Oh. Oh, wow. So, it. With you right now. I really do. Right now, I'm just kind of laying on the couch. Well, would you sound like that if you were having sex with me right now?
Good.
Boy, your voice is so strange. I've never heard anybody that sounded like you before.
Bad.
Kind of cool. Hey, could you teach me how to talk like you?
Oh, no good.
No, I guess it's kind of like just something you're born with, huh?
Good. Good.
I bet you're born with a really, really good tongue, too.
Good.
You have a long tongue?
Good.
I like guys with long, long tongues because, you know.
Good. Good.
Beth, you are just so awesome.
Good.
Good. Do you think I'm awesome, too?
Good. Good.
No good.
Oh, now you made me feel a little better.
No good.
Oh, you don't want to make me feel better?
Bad.
Well, that's not nice. Now, see, now you're being mean again. I thought you were being nice. Now you're being mean.
Good.
You like to be mean to women?
Good. Good.
No, that's not nice. You should be nice to them.
Good.
Yeah, be good.
No good.
No good.
Bad.
Well, that's not cool.
Good.
Golly, now you're kind of being like a smart aleck.
Good. Good.
You know what? I bet I'm younger than you are. How old are you?
Bad.
Let me guess. Are you in your 20s?
Bad.
30s?
Bad.
40s?
No good.
50s? Hey, you're not saying anything. So, are you 51? 55?
Friend.
54?
Friend.
Are you in your low 50s or high 50s?
No good.
Neither one?
Bad.
You're kind of confusing me, actually.
Good. Good.
Oh, you want to confuse me?
Friend.
Well, that's not cool either.
Bad.
Doesn't really sound like you care if you're cool or not, huh?
No good.
Well, I'm only 20. You like
me? Good. Good.
Oh, okay, I guess you do. Well, I'll give you a little secret. I'll tell you a secret. I like
good. Good.
Older guys just really turn me on. Guys like
good.
I wish you were here right now, Brad, or whatever your name is. You know, you really never really did tell me. Well, I guess you did kind of tell me, but I really honestly couldn't understand what you were saying.
Good.
You don't want me to understand what you're saying?
No good.
No good? Sometimes you just don't make sense what you're saying. I don't get it. I mean, I know I'm not dumb. I mean, I'm pretty smart, actually.
Oh, no. No, you're not.
But you're kind of confusing.
No good.
No good to be confusing?
Good. Good.
Oh, you. I know what it is. You just like to keep the women guessing, right? Hey, do that thing that you did earlier. You know how you were like, sounding like you were getting like a really good BJ or something. Come on.
You know, Charlie just came in and told me that they're
dumping. That is so awesome.
He just said they're dumping the hell out of this
you
bit, so I don't know how much
is
all the
really
the
juicy
talk that she's doing.
Because this girl is really the best phone whore we've ever heard.
Maybe you ought to put her on with Pete Johnson.
She's good.
You got to wrap it up.
Hello?
Yeah, I do. Hold on a second.
Go, Bob. On my knob. Ass munch.
What?
Tickle the Duke, useless bitch.
What?
Go eat a S sandwich, filthy C.
See, you're not being nice now. What happened? Your voice really changed.
Your pussy smells like garbage.
No, it doesn't. I just got out of the bathtub.
Go F yourself, douchebag.
Hey, that's not nice.
Open wide and swallow my spunk.
Well, bring it on.
Kiss my left ball, dimwit.
You know what? You should be nicer to me.
Smell my hog, queer bait.
Fine. If you're going to be like that, then I'll just keep being nice to you anyway.
Your mom takes it up the bung.
You know what? Actually, she does. How'd you know that?
Bite my left nipple, asswipe.
Your left nipple? You want me to bite it hard?
That's right.
Okay, now wait a minute.
Oh, now.
Oh, duh.
Here we go.
I think there's more than one person there.
F you, white trash.
F you? And who says I'm white?
Oh.
Well, I mean, I am, but...
Oh, we're sorry.
Well, I guess the blonde hair and green eyes kind of gave it away, huh?
Good, good.
Oh, you're back. Hey, who are
friend.
Those? Who are those guys I was there that just got on the phone? They weren't very
friend.
You gonna let them do me like that?
He was a whore.
What?
He was a whore.
I am not. You are.
That's right.
Oh, so you're admitting it.
Friend.
We got to listen. We got to end this thing with this. With
but
this
what's phone. Going on? You're gonna let your friends dog me?
Yeah, we got to listen. We got to go.
Eat
well, that's not
my bung, dickweed.
We got to go. Let's just
let this be your way of knowing that
oh,
calls
you're
over.
What? Bugs Bunny?
Listen, this is the best one we've.
Yeah, she'd be on
like
for 10 hours.
I like Bugs Bunny too. I think he's pretty cool.
She'd be on for 10 hours if we could ever.
She will not
see you in Toledo, you stupid whore.
Toledo.
There you go. Oh.
All right. That's, you know, that is the best phone home we've ever had.
She wanted anyone that can play with Frankenstein.
And I apologize that I guess. How much of that got on the air, Lisa?
Slim to none, like none.
Slim to none. Because the girl was being...
She was being a potty mouth.
Real explicit with
talking about what she liked.
Well, no, there was some stuff that didn't make it because Kate was actually at a delay and there were things that I didn't know that were able to be... Can you stop it, Joe? There were things... Just work. There were things that I didn't know that were supposed to be dumped that I didn't dump and Kate couldn't get, so...
She was the biggest whore, though. She was...
Oh, she was
something
else.
Do you want to F me?
Yeah.
She's going, good.
Talking about how sexy she thought Frankenstein was.
Hello.
Mm.
Oh, we got a break? Hold on. Hold on. We'll take your calls after this.
All right.
We got a break. Hold on, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
See you there. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hi, we're doing great. Thank you.
Guys, I just had to pull over before I crashed my car. Your Frankenstein bit there was the funniest thing I've heard in a long, long time.
You don't come across a phone whore like that, but a couple of times a year.
She was a winner.
She was good.
She really was. I mean, it was beautiful. All I can say is thank you. It really made my afternoon, and I just had to pull over. I was going to crash the car.
All right. Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Sweet dreams are made of thieves. Who am I to disagree? I travel the world and the seven seas. Everybody's looking for something.
All right.
Thank you. Then he hangs up then.
Annie Lennox checking in.
Thank you, Ann.
Your voice has changed.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I want to donate some money to the charity in your name for the bowling. I have a little scale that I made.
A scale?
Yeah, like a $1 for every spare, $2 for every strike.
Ooh, all right. Yeah, sure. We take that
for you.
For the Red Cross? Absolutely. Hold on, my friend. You might have to donate $7, $8 tonight. Who knows? Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio gods.
Hi there.
Hey, this is Diego from Bethesda. Is Buzz there?
I'm here. I'm here,
Buzz?
Sir. Yes, yeah, sir. Go ahead, please.
Yeah. Hey, Buzz, did you want to bring my brand new hookah to the Bowl America tonight? It's got your name all over it.
I'll see you there.
Okay. I love Todd and Mike show. You and your friends, Buzz.
Yeah.
They all wear ponchos.
They're so generous.
Hello.
Good.
Good. Okay, everybody's doing the Frankenstein now.
Good.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Brand.
Yes, this is Andrew.
Who is this?
It's Andrew.
Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, I was just calling about that last bit with the Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was just saying that my girlfriend broke up with me on Wednesday, and that's the first thing that's made me laugh so hard in a week.
Oh, well, that's good. That's a wonderful thing.
Thank you, Alexander.
It's Andrew, actually.
Andrew is Andrew. Friend.
I'm sorry, Andrew. Yes. Yes, Andrew, listen, you are a...
friend.
And your girlfriend is,
Bad.
Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye. You know, we'd have a lot better fun with that bit if Frankenstein said more than just good or good.
There's very little dialogue, though, even in the whole movie, right?
No good.
He don't talk much.
No, we pulled everything Frankenstein says.
Yeah.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Oops. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Lies, don't you? Don't ever lay down.
Oh, now Frankie Valli's calling in after Annie Lennox called in.
So many wonderful singing performances today.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Hi there.
How you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thank you.
That's good. Hey, I was wondering, could I be a sub on your bowling team?
No, thank you, though.
But, why that?
Because we got enough.
I'm saying when someone calls in and can't make it, you know, they can't bowl one day for you.
We have a sub in D.C. It's Joe, and up north it's John.
Yeah, we got it, but come on out. We'd love to see you.
Oh, okay. I'm a professional.
Sure you are.
I am. My name is James Snore.
Okay.
We'll
look for you. Dave Snore, pro bowler.
Pro bowler tour.
Thank you, Dave.
Pick up some
tour. All right.
Thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Yeah, hello. Can I speak to Don and Mike?
Yeah, you're on the air with us. Hi.
Hi.
Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, just wanted to tell you guys are like a wife. You get to listen to 365 days, and you only get 2 weeks of pleasure.
There you go. All right. Thank you, my friend. Thank you. See you later.
Yeah, it's worth it. 2 weeks.
Thank you later. I mean, thanks. See you later. Yeah, right. 2 weeks, please.
Who's he talking to?
2 hours.
Come on.
2 minutes. We're going to do one four-hour club call right now.
Good. Just one?
Just one because we're going to make this call worth $500.
That is serious money.
Okay, we're going to make one call.
Good.
If we do give away the money, it's courtesy of Simply Wireless and Sprint PCS. A lot of people, over 15,000 people now have joined the 4-Hour Club. And the cards have gone out. You should have gotten your card already. You listen to the show for all 4 hours every day. Send your card request to P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C. 20007. Then if we call you from time to time and we give you a little quiz to make sure you're listening to the show, if you're listening, boom, you win. Boom, bang, bam. How about the phrase that pays? What is Frank? How about just
good smoke?
Where's the good? I like the laughing good. The giggly
good.
The giggly good.
Good.
All right, the password is good. And you might want to get that chuckle in at the beginning.
Yes, right, here it is now.
Good.
Answer your phone by saying good. And you will win $500 right now. We're only going to try one call today, though, because we'll strap for time.
All right, good. That is the password.
Dear Don and Mike, I love you.
Good.
That is good.
I'm a devoted listener. Please enter me in your 4-hour club. I don't know if anyone will read the content of this letter, but if someone does, I'm the girl who called to ask you why you closed the show with throw your hat in the air like Sidney Tyler Moore. I'm not sure what it means.
Uh-huh.
I think it may have to do with the Grease Man.
No.
I don't think it out too much.
If I ever win a prize, please tell me. Thank you for keeping me from total boredom at work. Here we go.
All right, the password is good.
And then she began her letter by saying, please enter me.
Right. did she?
Yes, she did.
That's right. Good news.
Caught my attention.
Please enter me.
I think you, that just cements you as the most glandularly active person.
Good.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah. $500.
Yeah, there's a winner.
I love you guys.
Yes, this must be Erica.
Yes, this is Erica.
Erica Agro from,
yes,
from Putnam Valley, New York.
Yes.
Now, Erica, you listen to the show at work?
Yes, I do.
Where do you work, honey?
I work for a pool company.
You want to give them a plug or not?
No, not really. Really?
That's good.
All right, well, the computer spit out your name, and there you go. Because you're listening, you win 500 clams.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
And that money is courtesy of Simply Wireless, Sprint PCS.
Everybody, thank you guys so much.
Go to simplywireless.com. We thank them for the money, and we thank you for listening to the show all day. And again, that password was?
Good.
There you go.
Good.
Yeah, way to go, Buzz. You had a little ESPN.
I love you.
I'm happy. Oh, thank you. And I love you.
Yes, Buzz would like to enter you.
I wouldn't mind at all.
Boy, could I ask you the celebrity you most resemble?
I've been told to Tomei.
Who, honey?
Marissa Tomei.
Oh, Marissa Tomei.
Very nice. Yeah.
That's working good.
Yes. Buzz wants to know if he can enter you next Tuesday night in New York.
No problem.
Oh, Buzzy.
Wow.
Look at him grinning.
Him and Marissa.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
See you there.
Wow, how about that?
All right, listen, thanks for listening. Hold on a second.
Thank you.
Enjoy your $500.
I love you guys. Congratulations on the ratings.
Thank you. Thank
upward,
you for listening.
Upward.
Nice. Absolutely.
Upward. Oh, yeah, upward. You got that.
It's like Buzz's thing. Like Buzz's thing. Upward.
She works over the phone.
She does.
Oh, wow.
Absolutely. All right, there you go. Enter the 4-hour club, and we call, we give you money. That's how it works.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Buzz.
He made it up.
I want to mention that besides the money, she also wins a sub from Subway.
There you go.
Subway, eat fresh.
Yum.
Subway, they
eat
are the,
fresh at
the
Subway.
Official sponsor of the Don and Mike 4-Hour Club.
Eat fresh at Subway.
Because there is nothing that this company will not whore out.
Uh-huh.
The money courtesy Simply Wireless, sponsorship of the club from Subway.
Simply charming.
And now here is Buzz with the lead story. What is the lead story today, Buzzy?
Today, anthrax turns up at the office of another government official.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh,
yeah, it's just
that's
not
the way things
stuck.
Are these days.
Every day.
Very bad. Okay, so every day.
Damn it. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned. For news and comments.
News and
coming
comments.
Up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Ah, it was very professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Let them scrape your nipples off their fine leather seats. Don and Mike.
Well, as predicted, it's already started about our ratings. I was just looking on this insider website here. Some radio file thing called DCRTV.com.
Wow.
Well, they write about the ratings. And they write, Don and Mike on WJFK-FM.
Mm-hmm.
2554 rating goes from third place to 11th place.
Yeah, giving us the credit for the entire ratings period.
Right. Yeah. Now, in truth, the share went from a 5.1 to a 3.9.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the money demo, 2554.
Yes, it is.
The demo that we've won the last something like 8 years in a row, every time there's a ratings book. We went through and extrapolated the months again.
Yeah, which is what you have to do.
Got to extrapolate.
Just to explain how this works, that in July, we inherited a 1.2 share.
Bingo.
1.2.
Mm.
Followed that up with a 5.2.
Mm-hmm.
Followed that up with a 5.7.
There you have it.
And that's how the share goes from a 5.1 to a 3.9.
Bingo.
That, again, we have the dead weight of the month of July that they're carrying with us. I mean, listen, the ratings were not spectacular. The ratings were nothing to go have a party about and get drunk about tonight. But the ratings are goddamn good, and we thank you for that, and it's a great start for the show. And I hate a prick like whoever it is at that website.
Sure.
That arbitrarily just picks out one demographic.
Yes, he does.
To say, oh, look.
You know, the sky is falling. Mm-hmm. Don and Mike went from 3rd to 11th and 25 to 54.
Well, it won't matter in the next book, no.
Yeah, I know it won't, but right now it's a pisser, though.
Yeah, but the next book it won't matter, and I just hope he does it the same way.
And how about writing about our 18 to 34 number?
Yeah.
From a 3.8 to a 7.0.
Hello.
Or about the fact that we're still number one, men 18 plus, number one, men 25, 54, mm-hmm. number one, men 18 to 49. All of this with the luggage of Liddy's July month in our ratings.
Absolutely.
Jesus. But no, they love to write. And Don and Mike tumbled from third place to 11th place.
Wrong.
Please.
All
right. That's it. We'll keep them.
We let you know, folks. We let you know every detail.
If it was good, if it was bad, we'll tell you.
Right.
It's a 3-month average, folks. A 3-month average, and we are carrying the worst month in the history of radio. The month of July on this station.
Yeah, now it's gone next month,
and
right?
Time's like, yeah, we drop it. Yeah, let's see what happens to those numbers next month.
Gone.
But thank you for listening. everything looks good. I was very happy until they looked at that stupid website.
Everything on our show looking good.
Shouldn't have looked on that dumb website. Oh, that's a pisser. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, now anthrax has turned up in the Manhattan office of New York Governor George Pataki. The samples were taken Monday night, and the test results came back today. No employees have tested positive there, but Pataki and his people will reportedly start taking antibiotics as a precaution. Pataki's two floors of offices have been closed for decontamination. They are due to reopen on Monday.
You know, that's just going to make... I'm sorry, Buzz. I'm not even listening to the anthrax now. I'm still thinking about our ratings. I'm thinking that's just going to make, because our listeners are so great and they have already shown over the months of August and September they'll support the show. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it that much sweeter in 3 months when the ratings come out again to shove it down the asses of some of these dopes.
Or up, whichever the case may be.
Right now,
if we have them in a certain position, it could be shove it down.
who want to get up on their soapbox and God damn it, they love doing this to us. They did it when we moved from mornings to afternoons.
Sure they did.
You know, the kings are dead. Mm-hmm. The reign of terror is over. Don and Mike are taking a tumble.
Wrong.
Yeah.
We know what our month was.
It'll make it sweeter in 3 months. You're right.
Absolutely.
I got to look at the big picture.
Well, you have to because, I mean, it's wonderful news when you look at it that way. It really is. Yeah. When we consider this is not, you know, 2 of the 3 months were ours. If they'd used those, it would be a far different scenario than using 3 months. So what they really should do, frankly, if you're counting our show, they should take our last month of afternoons, combine it with our 2 months of middays, and give that our number, make that our number.
No, they won't do that.
But, I mean, that's what our number is.
But people, you know, there are some people in the media, print media, electronic media, who will love taking this opportunity.
Very confident, of course. I'm very delighted and very happy about the fact that, you know, the months that we were on the air in this midday slot, we kicked a little ass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and we brought the numbers up, and I think it's fantastic.
In 2 months, you guys doubled the numbers from a 2.5 to a 3.7 to a 4.9. Got nowhere to go but up now.
Absolutely.
So thank you. And, you know, the rumors of our demise are highly exaggerated.
Amen, brother.
Right. But people love, you know, and we've been through this drill many times.
Oh, yes.
You know, we change time slots or we have a bad book. And that's when they love jumping on the bandwagon.
Right.
Are they, hey, you know what? We told you for 15 years now, we've been telling you, these guys are almost over.
Amen.
This is it. This is it for Don and Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Well, all right, this DCRTV.com. I got my eye on you now.
Yeah, we got you.
Talk to you in a month.
See you then.
See you on October 18.
See you in Toledo.
Whenever the next trend comes out. Anyway, Buzz, back to anthrax.
Many of your elected lawmakers are taking a long weekend because of the A word. Speaker Dennis Hastert says House members are leaving at the close of business today and returning to work on Tuesday. During that downtime, buildings that house that part of Congress will be shut down and inspected for traces of the bacteria.
Dear.
The Senate is also shutting down, sort of. At least their offices are.
You know,
they say they'll continue to do their work.
I'm real glad that they have guys in place that are able to do this. And I think we should be encouraged by that. They have people that can sweep these buildings for sources of contamination. And the most important thing, can decontaminate these.
Successfully, absolutely.
You know, this is a biological agent that can be killed. It can be killed when it's in your body, and it can be killed when it's outside of your body.
Absolutely. And they're doing all this on Capitol Hill, shutting things down now that 31 people have tested positive for anthrax exposure. All 29 are staff, all 31 rather, are staff members for Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle, plus some Capitol security guards as well. Daschle received a letter this week containing what experts now call a very potent, very sophisticated form of anthrax. Nationally, only 4 people have actually contracted the disease, while 9 others have tested positive.
And it was the same, they said, you know, I was looking at the letter in the paper, very similar to the one that was sent to Brokaw, too.
And, and both Rob and I noticed, if you look at the paper, with the pictures of the letters, the handwriting, I swear to God, looks like Rudy Martsky's handwriting.
It does. It does indeed.
I mean, it really does.
Mike. You're really coming along.
I don't want to cast any aspersions on Rudy, but...
Yeah, now we know why he took all those vacations.
Where are his whereabouts?
mad about that debt.
Right. Buzz, we got to do this. I'm sorry that I railed about the ratings of the website. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm going to go toss the virtual salad.
They listen to radio backwards.
Yeah.
Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, my friend.
Spokane's going live on Monday the 5th, man.
Wow. Spokane, cool. Washington?
Yeah.
K-Fan Radio? Good.
K-Fan.
Good. Yeah, they told us.
Yeah, I'm calling you guys from the past.
Yeah. We never know. How did you know that and we don't know that?
I don't have any idea.
What, are they announcing it on the air?
Actually, yeah, I heard it yesterday.
Okay, well...
Well, it's nice of our network to let us know. What network?
Once again, our listeners, our best source of information on this show. So Spokane will take the show live.
Monday, November 5th.
Instead of tape delay. All right, good news. Thank you, my friend.
Very good.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Okay, I've got to remember to write that down now.
Bye-bye.
November 5th. Oh, 5. That's a Monday. 877-365-3636. There, the Touchstones. Be the 100th caller now. Win some stuff. Here is Buzz.
The people behind the scenes at this year's Emmy Awards, especially CBS executive Les Moonves, think the show should go on, despite its being canceled twice because of the world situation.
Don't they know that people really don't give a rat's ass?
Americans don't care.
They're not talking about November 4th as the date, and that would also, by the way, if there was one, be the 7th game of the World Series, so there's already a problem there.
Well, then stop it.
And they're talking still about either from a military base or a luxury hotel. But
for a military base. I mean, how pompous and jive-ass is that?
4-time Emmy winner Dennis Franz says, just forget it. The NYPD Blue Star says,
we've had him on this show. Good guy.
Yeah.
Good for him.
He says, it's lost its appeal. Nobody's heart is really in it. I would just assume we didn't have it. Let's just move on.
You know, and there's a guy, really, who is affected personally by that, really.
Yeah.
I'm sure that anybody that does that for a living loves to go to the Emmys, loves to get awards. He is a good stand-up guy, and they ought to listen to him.
Yeah. 7 out of the 20 security people who work the gates at Washington's Dulles International Airport have been reassigned after failing written exams.
Shocker. We could have told you that before the planes flew into the buildings.
Dulles. What language?
Dulles is one of 13 airports where security
culture
is being checked and double-checked. A check last month showed that more than 80% of the people doing work at the gates at Dulles were not U.S. citizens. 80%. Over 80%.
You know, what's astonishing to me is that this has now become a news story because we have...
Finally.
For how many years,
have
we... You know, we didn't take it seriously. We joked about it.
We would laugh about it.
But, I mean, it's 80%?
More than 80%.
See...
are not citizens.
See.
All right, not citizens.
See, that bag looks fine. Go ahead.
That makes me want to just scream. It really does.
Rental prices for apartments, condos, and co-ops in lower Manhattan are down. Prices are down about 10% since the attack on the World Trade Center. But in the world of New York City real estate, that can total hundreds of dollars a month.
You know what we ought to do, seriously? Get the ledgers from these security companies that are now lobbying Congress on being, you know, don't make it federal. Mm-hmm. That's what they're doing, right? Get the ledgers and see how much profit these sons of bitches made. Because that's what it's all about. That's why the people they use are the people they use.
Aye.
Yeah.
Hey, that bag looks fine. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead. Okay, $2.50 an hour.
Go ahead.
Unbelievable.
Would you like fries with that?
You know, they're arguing now on Capitol Hill. They're arguing, you know, these guys saying, don't make it federal. Don't make it what?
Right.
Why not? Why not?
They're opposed to that.
April says, empty your pocket.
Oh, the beer went off.
if you're the dark-haired woman who gave her phone number to veteran country singer Buck Owens, he's looking for you.
Oh, well, yes.
It
was Rob.
You met him in Burbank, California at a taping of Family Feud on September 7th, and he was smitten by you.
I'm a sucker for anyone who wears his overalls backwards.
He gave him your phone number, but he lost it. He says he's sick about that. He never got your name. He remembers your age.
Oh, that is horny.
He's keeping that to himself to verify your identity when you call. You'll find his number in an ad in many of today's Southern California newspapers.
Oh, Christ, that is sad.
The ad is titled Buck Owens Fan. As you would probably know, Buck Owens is 72 and is in the process of divorcing his wife of 22 years.
There's a word that rhymes with Buck.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. That's what the headline should just be. Just say,
right.
Do you want to F Buck?
Buck wants to
F you.
She must be a special lady.
In sports, game one of the American League champions.
Sitting on top of the world.
Game one of the American League championship series tonight in Seattle, where the Mariners host the New York Yankees. The Yankees have won their last 10 postseason series.
Hey, I hope they have it on at the bowling alley.
Go Yankees.
Marty Schottenheimer has a 4-year deal to coach the Skins. The Redskins officially the worst team in football with an 0-5 record and a litany of personnel problems. But owner Dan Snyder says he won't fire Marty in midseason.
Shot through the heart.
The Washington Post says that will come at the end of the regular season unless things dramatically improve, which nobody really expects.
Here we go. Hey, the familiar pattern once again. Threatening to fire the coach at the end of the year. If the team doesn't do well, duh.
Now, it'll be the end of the regular season, or what if the Redskins make the playoffs?
Right. The Redskins, one of the winningest teams in the NFL when it comes to money. The Washington Times says the Skins are about to become the first team to generate more than $200 million in annual revenue ever.
I know. I have club seats that I'm paying for to get me through the nose with that.
Lots of reasons for that, starting with the highest average ticket price in the league. Team
you
also
pay through the nose, don't you?
Through the nose.
Team also has the most stadium seats. And then there's the TV and merchandising money, including sponsors' ads plastered all over FedEx Field. Forbes magazine says the franchise is worth $796 million, the highest value of any team in professional sports.
The players are worth 14 cents.
It says the team could be worth $1 billion if the owner were to decide to sell. Dan Snyder says he has no intention of selling. And finally, a bachelor in Fallon, Nevada was feeling pretty good about himself when he got a love letter and a pair of black thong panties in the mail.
Baby.
But then the anthrax scare hit, and the man put the whole package in a biohazard barrel and called the authorities. Turns out the man had nothing to fear. Officials found no trace of biochemical weaponry. And now the man says he feels silly, but he says he panicked when he realized that when he got the envelope, the first thing he did was sniff the panties.
Oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
There you go.
Oh, no.
I like it when you take the stories that happened to you and you just add like a fake town to them, like Jimmy Fallon, Nevada.
I just wanted to say sniff the panties.
We saw you sniffing those panties.
All right, listen, we got to go, everybody. Thanks for a great show. Thanks for the great raid.
Yeah.
Appreciate that so much. See you tonight for Don and Mike Gutterball action. Bowling in Burke, Virginia against the Ball Busters at the Bowl America on Guinea Road in Burke, Virginia. See you there. Join Lisa Herndon tomorrow night. Lovely Lisa will be at the Bennigan's in Springfield. Bennigan's is located by entrance number 2 at Springfield Mall. Wow. That's a cherry gig. How did she get that appearance?
I am caller 100.
Yes, right, you are. Hi, what's your name?
Hey, it's Ken.
Ken, where are you from?
Jersey.
Ken's in Jersey. Here you go. A 26-week rental card from Blockbuster Video. Now, this is good for a free DVD every week for the next 6 months. Please enjoy that.
Awesome.
Great prize from Blockbuster. Vote for your favorite NFL All-Star players for the 2002 Pro Bowl at your local Blockbuster. Thanks for listening.
Hey, no problem.
See you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
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 And Rob, good day to you, sir. Please throw your hat in the air. Just like Grease Man, Tyler Moore.
You might.
There you go.
Was that powder?
All right, see you tomorrow. See you tonight at the bowling alley.
So long, everybody. Good day to you.
Bye-bye.
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.